the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you weeping.
No! Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 573.
Suck it!
And joining us once again, Hannibal, the late, and Monty, the sweet boy who's always prompt all the time.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Hashtag blame Hannibal. Blame Hannibal.
I think sweet boys can be late.
Yeah. Look, sometimes one of us got to perpetuate the negative stereotypes about black people. Let it be me. Okay.
And then we have a patron joining us who's in the lower right corner.
Howdy.
Just so you guys know, if you don't want to look at him, you can send us in Streamlabs, and he'll get covered up for a few seconds by the Streamlabs.
Damn. That's
the best way to do it. The more you donate, the less you see me.
Yeah.
Your YouTube name is Thick Masterson? Is that right?
No, I wish. No, I'm trying to start streaming. I'm doing something called ADHD Live. I haven't really figured out what it's going to be yet, but it's coming soon.
It sounds like ADHD.
Yes. It sounds like you found your theme already.
Whoa, yeah, it sounds no clue.
Yeah, I'm tuning in. That sounds awesome.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
You know, I'd be willing to watch, like, if you were doing, like lines of cocaine and then did a podcast right after the lines, I think that could be a very entertaining show.
I actually, no comment.
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I would never.
yes, see what you did, Hannibal.
So, not too much chilling. First thing, this is a bonus show. We do them every week because of our generous fans that throw in a couple bucks to get us to $800 or more every week. We have a little less than halfway to go. Billy has a show tonight, so the show can't go on all night. That's why we're starting early. That's why we need you to share and like this stream, because we're not streaming at our usual fucking time. Also, while you're at it, make sure you're still subscribed, because people do get unsubscribed every time we do a live show. You know, if you're busy and you happen to miss this show, there's a high likelihood that because you missed one or two shows, they'll just unsubscribe you. You get to choose who you subscribe to, not YouTube. Fuck that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Also, Brave Browser, people are telling me they're accumulating tons of bats. That's great to hear, because I have people coming to me being like, holy shit, I already have like 30 bats, and it doesn't pay out until June 5th. So you have all this time to accumulate these bats. Rain guano all over us, motherfuckers. Spew guano all over me. I need those bats.
Rain.
And that's all I'm going to say. We're going to move on with the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So quick plug from you, though, right? If someone's in the Seattle area tonight, they want to see
just
Young
come,
Bill Fridge
come
live.
Come on out live to the Funhouse. By the time you see this, the show will probably be starting if you're not here right now. It's 8 p.m., but like everybody watches VOD too, and I doubt anybody's going to come out from Seattle, right? They're afraid. They don't want to see
There's usually like at least one person.
There will be at least
one. If we say on the show that we're going to be somewhere, there's usually at least one person that
shows
up.
I already know people from the show that have bought tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
hey, that's awesome. If anybody shows up, guaranteed hand drop from Billy.
Dusty is a beautiful bird.
Wait, who has to tell him?
ADHD.
You know good and Dusty, goddamn well Dusty. He wants you to do that, Dusty. Monty.
Dusty, you're a beautiful fucking bird.
You have to
see,
tell him.
It wasn't me. Maybe it was Traven.
ADHD wants Traven to tell Monty that Dusty's a beautiful bird. He wants him to tell you that, not Dusty.
Oh,
it's so
tell
confusing.
Me.
Yeah,
Monty. You're a beautiful bird.
No. He wants you to tell Monty that Dusty is a beautiful bird. How is this so confusing?
That's kind of complicated.
Well, look, I'll just do this for Dusty. Dusty, you are a beautiful bird.
Man.
So
Check out that smolder. That is one. That is silky. Yeah. That is what happens when you use a lifetime's supply of cocoa butter. So it makes everything real smooth. It just, I like it.
Hannibal, I can't help it if I'm sexy.
I'll tell you what. You guys are lucky you weren't here for the last show. Otherwise, you'd be sexually attracted to Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
I saw that.
So first off, what makes you think that I wasn't already sexually attracted?
Did you watch Murder, She Wrote?
Hell yeah. with full wood. Like, I was like straight pitching the tent watching that shit, man. No, I'm joking.
I saw the adult video Murder, She Throat.
Oh,
good one.
Nice. Murder, She Throat. I love it. Billy, that's going on a t-shirt, all right?
Oh, man. She's still alive, you know. At least wait till she's dead to start printing t-shirts of her getting throat fucked. Oh.
Just worse.
We couldn't help. You know what? We already went there. Before we start the show, we're like, oh, let's try to get through the first at least 5 minutes of the show.
Without being a little too wild.
Yeah, yeah. And we're like, damn it, we've already failed.
We can't help it. Throats.
We can help it, but I think we just forget.
Are you writing this down?
Yes, I saved it. That's going to be a t-shirt to be sold on Hannibal and Monty Shit Show website, so you can buy, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Billy's got the proof that he said it. We got to cut him in on it.
No, it's cool.
All right. He said it's cool.
Just so let me know when your signed. Business takes off that you'll maybe give me a signing deal for writing new shirts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely.
The first hit's free.
Yeah. All right, that'll work.
My latest and greatest fart for everyone.
I didn't know that you had a latest and greatest fart. Did you send it to me somewhere?
Is that still Dusty's owner?
Yeah, he sends videos of him like walking around in public practically shitting his pants. Yeah. Just walking around.
He's famous for two things. Pimp Monk?
yeah, Pimp Monk the fart. Yeah, it's true.
That's amazing.
You know what? We're going to mix it up a little bit today and just start off with crazy people right at the beginning.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Ooh.
Come on in. Tell me how you're doing.
I love this intro.
Yeah, this intro's great.
Damn it. Taking it down the toilet already.
Best part.
So I consider this part of crazy people. Some people might consider it news, but this is craziness. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you guys seen the news about him?
Okay, no, I saw the headline pop up earlier, but I didn't actually read it.
Let me give you a little background on this. Arnold Schwarzenegger hosts these huge athletic festivals on every continent. He does one in North America, which is in Columbus, Ohio. He does one in South America, not sure where that is. And he does one in South Africa. And I think he does the European one in Austria, something like that.
Austria.
But anyway, he was doing the one in South Africa, and he was getting some video on his phone of this person jump roping like super fast. They have all kinds of competitions, like arm wrestling, weightlifting, all different types of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he's sitting there filming this person jump roping super fast, and out of nowhere, this dude just comes and straight up drop kicks him.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
In the back. They drop kick him like blindsided in the back. And I have two angles of it. Here's the first one where some other person is filming him, and he's kind of like waving to their camera, and then he's filming the jump roper.
Hold on.
See?
He's not looking too hot already.
I mean, Arnold is almost 80 years old. He's like on
really?
The, he's on the later side of 70, I think.
Really?
Let's Shit. See.
Look at those fucking guns, though, still.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck.
The impression on his forearm reminds me of like a peanut butter cookie you make at home.
With the fork imprint pressed on it?
I was wrong. I was wrong. He's on the younger side of 70. He's 71.
Okay, yeah.
Fart. The Governator.
The person's about to come out of nowhere and kick him in the back.
Is that like, Ghazi in the corner?
He's gonna, like, this guy straight up, like, WWE style drop kicks Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, y'all! Drop kicked Arnold, y'all! What is this?
Here it comes. Here it comes.
But now you got to listen closely to what he says afterwards.
And now you got a bodybuilder grabbing this dude.
Listen to what he says.
Massive. Holy shit.
Listen.
No.
Is he choking him out?
Come here. Help
me! I need a Lamborghini! What did he say he did?
Help me! I need a Lamborghini! Help me! I need a Lamborghini!
He drop kicks.
Yeah.
He drop kicks Arnold Schwarzenegger and then says he needs a Lamborghini?
Yeah, help him. He needs a Lamborghini.
What?
If you drop kick Schwarzenegger.
I'm very confused.
If you get a Lamborghini for drop kicking Arnold Schwarzenegger, this sets a terrible precedent. Right?
Yeah. That'd be badass though. Could you imagine just like if you did wrestling moves to people on real life, but then you won stuff when you did it?
Right?
That'd be, yo, if you get out of jail, you get a Lamborghini.
People be getting fucked up all the time for that shit.
Life would be all of a sudden if it was just like you could just randomly in the mall and just hit somebody with a fucking RKO.
How about this rule added on to it? The more money the person has, the better shit you get from it. Arnold Schwarzenegger's worth like $400 million.
You get a Lamborghini?
So you would get a Lamborghini from dropkicking his ass.
What do I get if I powerbomb Bill Gates?
Hit Jeff Bezos with a Tombstone pile driver and then get a football team.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Tombstone pile driver Jeff Bezos. Do I get my own island?
Fuck yeah, you do. Hey. Something like that.
Hey.
That's hitting the jackpot right there. Dude, yeah. It'd be risky, but man, could you imagine flying over to Russia giving fucking Putin a stone cold stunner?
I don't even want to talk about that. What would
not
you
at
get?
All. Not
a
at
lot.
All.
Would you get? Would you
I would.
Get?
I would literally be the only black in Russia, so they would. They would see me coming a mile away.
why is there a drink called the Black Russian?
Yeah, I know. It's super weird. It's like I don't know who the fuck is drinking it. I know who ain't drinking it.
I know, right? I've never ordered a Black Russian, and I think that makes me racist.
What's in a Black Russian?
I have no idea.
Is it milk and
A white Russian has the cream in it.
Yeah.
I think a black Russian might be cola instead. Instead of milk.
Was it Kahlua?
Kahlua.
Yeah,
it's something else.
It's Kahlua.
And vodka.
Yeah, Tish, so it's Kahlua.
Remind me that I wanted a black Russian. You're watching.
Okay, I'm gonna try one tonight. Here's the second view of Arnold getting kicked in the back.
Yes.
See, you can see Arnold there. In his white Adidas shoes, about to get kicked in the back.
Shelto's did not save him.
No. Me and my friends used to have this rule back in the day where if you knocked over the bong and spilled the bong water everywhere, everyone in the room got to kick you. And if someone was wearing Shelto's, they got to kick you twice.
Really?
Yeah.
But if you watch, I'm sure we're going to play this again. Watch Super Saki Shane McMahon. He's not paying attention. His job is to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. He's just not paying attention. He's flirting with somebody over there.
He does grab him, but he did let him kick him before he... Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right behind him. What does he expect? Someone to come up from behind and drop kick Arnold? Nobody thinks that.
Yeah. That's his job to think that.
What, dude? No, his job.
You never
he's dealing
expect
with the crowd in front of Arnold.
Yeah, he is watching. Maybe Arnold needs more than one bodyguard.
No, honestly, he doesn't. This is such a fucking rare occurrence. People aren't just going to come dropkick Arnold Schwarzenegger every day.
I mean, he could have ran up and stabbed him or something.
Could have,
I mean,
yeah.
Billy, in the defense of everyone else, that's a bodyguard's job to prevent rare occurrences.
Yeah.
Don't argue. Here's the thing. Billy will not, even when you backed him into a corner, he will not admit he was wrong about it.
I will always triple
and quadruple the fuck down.
I will always admit when I'm wrong. I just won't always recognize when I'm wrong.
But look, you thought that Josie and the Pussycats was better than Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
so
it was.
See, Ben, you're right.
But like, that's a subjective thing. I'm talking about shit that's objective, like shit you can prove. He'll just keep moving the goalposts. I agree with you. I agree with you, but it is still technically subjective because it's just an opinion of a movie. So it's not. It can't really be factual.
You can quantify art. That's an argument for a different day. I'm waiting to get you guys on the shit show and we can talk about
Josie and the Pussycats was a fresh take on a comic book film. Wonder Woman was
There's paintings that depict like perfect photorealism that aren't worth anything and not in museums. And then there are like balls and sticks painted like on white canvas.
I like those. That's
worth like hundreds, if not millions of dollars. And those hang up in museums. So it is subjective to a degree.
Give me those $100 million ball sticks.
Did you ever see that blue canvas that had the white strip painted through it that sold for like $3 million?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yep.
That just infuriates me that people have money like that to waste on basically something a 5-year-old could have done
in
art school.
And then you have people that are just like college students that can paint like what looks like a fucking photo on you know, like oil and canvas. So
it's all money laundering. The art business is all money laundering. Why you think John Podesta, the figurehead of Pizzagate, was so powerful in Washington, D.C.? It wasn't the pedophilia.
Hey, Antonovich, thanks for reminding everyone to like the video. I appreciate that.
Like,
buddy.
Subscribe.
Thanks.
Tweet at me nude pictures if you're hot chick. That's it.
Yes. And what's up, Antonovich? We love you.
We got to watch this video, right?
Yeah,
you gotta see the second angle of the fucking gunman on the grassy knoll.
Double, triple, quadruple, like the stream,
like.
Okay, here he comes. He hasn't gotten him yet. There it is.
Damn, Arnold didn't even go off his feet.
He did have two bodyguards.
Okay. Wow, that was a major failure on the part of the bodyguard. And Arnold's like, why did you do that?
Why did you kick me?
Can we go back a little bit? I want to see, does Arnold get right up or is he still on the ground?
Arnold never hit the ground. Arnold didn't leave his feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Arnold did not get knocked off of his feet.
Yeah.
He's in his 70s. He's still in pretty good shape.
Arnold turned around like, bitch, I will terminate you.
I'm surprised Arnold is in good shape as he is because he did a shitload of steroids at one time in his life. Yeah. And a lot of people who did steroids like that ended up getting cancer or like brittle bones or all kinds of weird diseases.
I bet you he also did a lot of other really good stuff because he was at the forefront of supplements and bodybuilding. So he probably wasn't relying on that. He probably got out of that soon enough and got into something else that changed him over. Like he was the world's body, right?
Yeah,
that was off of steroids
quite a while.
And as Pogo
the Clown pointed out, it does help that he has that metal skeleton underneath. So
by the time Arnold steroids were still around, like even after he got out of bodybuilding, so like he's. I don't know if he did them as an actor, probably because they don't test for steroids in acting. So I think I know for a fact at least some actors have done steroids for movie roles and shit. Like Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler, there's no way that dude didn't do steroids.
Absolutely. My thought about steroids is technology has advanced, science has advanced over the last 30, 40 years. Has there not been something better than steroids that's out there? Like, I feel like steroids is old technology.
It's not technology. Yeah. It's a drug.
Well, it's science.
Yeah. It's not technology.
But we develop technology and we develop new levels of science.
Okay, buddy. Well, we don't develop new ways the body works. And we pretty much discovered
Look, we at pretty pharmaceuticals. We're still using the same Perk 30s right. they were making See, back in the 60s and 70s.
That's what, yeah.
But like, are we using it or are the poor people using it?
Are you starting to develop a conspiracy theory right now?
The upper
are we,
class
are we
people
going with it?
Probably have access to stuff they don't give to the poor people because it's rare and it's better.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
This is another conspiracy. Dude, you ever go to Whole Foods?
No, I avoid that place like the plague.
Because you're poor people. Rich people go to Whole Foods to get better food. Why do you think that happens with medicine?
Trader Joe's is better than Whole Foods.
Traven, Oh, well, yeah, maybe. Traven, go dropkick somebody. You can get some money.
Yeah, or a Lamborghini.
Yeah, go dropkick the guy who owns Trader Joe's, and then you can go buy a football team.
If you dropkick, if you dropkick Arnold Schwarzenegger, you get a Lamborghini. If you dropkick Jeff Bezos,
somebody said there's adrenochrome now. There was adrenochrome back in the 70s. I mean, like they even talk. Hunter S. Thompson talked about it in his books. He like tripped on it back in the day.
Who do you? What do you think you get if you kick me? If you dropkick me, what do you get? You get fat.
You get a free ride on a Lime bike.
Yeah, that's about it.
Check this out. There's a guy that's been on our show twice. He's a cool guy. His name's Steve Hofstetter. And here's insane former comedian Owen Benjamin talking shit about Steve Hofstetter.
Wait, hang on. Let me tell Hannibal who this is real quick.
Okay.
Do you remember that guy I let you and Daryl listen to when you were in town? When we were sitting at my table? And I was like, this might be a check this shit out.
This
is Owen Benjamin. There you go. Now Hannibal knows who he is.
Okay. So he's attacking a guy that we've had on our show. Looks like Owen Benjamin found out he's a Jew. So now he's going to attack him. And he's like, I thought he was a redhead. Dude, there's plenty of redheaded Jews in the world. They're actually, it's not a rare thing. So anyway.
There's this redheaded Mexican.
Steve Hofstetter is who it is. And I don't, I've never seen him stand up before, but I know.
Spanish ancestry.
I don't dislike him. And to be honest, I didn't know he was Jewish. I thought his kind of erratic.
Okay, why does that even matter unless you just hate Jews? That shouldn't matter at all unless you hate Jews. Just pointing that out.
This guy looks like the captain if he smoked meth for half of his life.
Your volume went way down for some reason. Yeah, now we can't hear you at all.
Really?
Oh, now we can hear you.
You're back.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Might be my network. I don't know.
Pushy, you know, intense, aggressive behaviors because he's redheaded.
What?
You know, I always thought he was a redhead. I was like, oh, redhead. Hofstetter to me sounds German.
There are plenty of Jews with German-sounding names.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always like, oh, yeah, that dude's wicked. Aggressive, you know, it's cool, but redheads. I got none against him. You know, he's one of these guys who runs a bunch of rooms and tours the country. I'm not allowed to. He is. Wait till you see this clip. And so I wouldn't be showing you this. And Hofstetter, I mean, no disrespect, but, you know, we're not close enough where I'm going to call you. I don't even have your number. And I can't not show people this clip. You uploaded it. Bragging. And this is kind of the end.
So he's taking forever to get to the point, but what he's talking about was Hofstetter was doing a comedy show and he was doing one of those bits where you talk to the audience.
Yeah.
And one of the audience members said something about how they think Jews control the media. And Hofstetter kicked him out of his show. And that's what he's offended about.
Of the magic trick of anti-Semitism, and it's sad to see Jews that I like this guy, you know?
It's sad to see Jews that he likes until he finds out they're Jews.
But he doesn't see it. He's been so surrounded and he kicks out a guy for answering a question for being, and just watch this. It's absolutely insane. All right. And again, I'm not trying to start internet beef. In fact, I don't feel super comfortable doing that.
German sounding names before 1939.
Yeah, that's true. Of course.
That's because he didn't attack me, and that's my thing. But at the same time, this is a profound moment in stand-up comedy, and he uploaded it. And this isn't like an embarrassing thing. I'm not trying to attack him as a person. but he thinks he's a special boy.
You know, it looks like he's camping underneath the overpass right here. Like, what the fuck is that big pole there for?
No, he's got like a fucking farm. Like, I just discovered Owen Benjamin, and I obsessed over him. When Hannibal was here in town, I found my first video of his, and I follow his shit. Like, he wants people to call him, like, his fans call him, like, Papa Bear and shit. And he's got this farm that he's built himself. Like, this dude's fucking nuts.
Papa J.F.
Monty from Hannibal and Monty's shit show said that, Owen Benjamin, if you see this, get at me.
I feel bad for the guy that he can't see that I'm holding up four fingers. Watch this.
When you yell something out at a comedian, you're an asshole. When you yell out an anti-Semitic joke, you're even more of an asshole. This gets extremely awkward before it gets funny again.
Yeah, at a comedy show, you don't yell things out. If you're asked a question, you can respond. But you're not normally supposed to yell out and interrupt. You're only really supposed to laugh. If you don't like it, fucking leave.
Yeah. That's called heckling if you say anything else.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like the comedy show, then you should probably just leave rather than sit through something you don't like.
This guy is one of the worst guys to heckle, too.
Yeah.
Any comedian to heckle, Steve Hofstetter should be on the bottom of your fucking list.
He's got a good clap back.
Oh, yeah. Look him up.
Uh-huh.
All right. I check him out.
It's hilarious. Yeah, this guy, you don't want to go at him at a live show because he just fucking destroys people in the crowd.
He has a whole YouTube channel for it.
Yeah. I just never understood why people would go to comedy shows and I've gone to lots of shows that I didn't like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a weirdo. Like, I'll just go to any show, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I never understood people that was like, they're like, oh, I only go to, like, three shows a year. I decided to go to this show for this person that I didn't like or I'm unfamiliar with so I could shit on them.
They want attention.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's what it
comes down to. They're jealous and they want attention.
I've seen people get kicked out of comedy shows a few times for heckling.
And here's why. What the fuck job do you have that you're worried the Jews are coming for you? We don't want to...
Real quick, let me just... All right. A, that's one of the hackiest jokes you can ever... I saw that. That was what everyone was doing. And by the way, there's a lot of people with very honorable livings. You know, my brother's a tree guy. I raise goats.
A tree guy?
His brother is Groot, my nigga.
He goes around dressed in a tree costume. I'm a tree guy.
I started to make an Ent Moot joke, but I didn't know if that would track with this audience. So. I went with Groot. I felt like that was a better.
Yeah.
And talk to a square. You know, you don't get to say what kind of job do you illegal. Migrants and legal migrants undercut people earning a living for their family with jobs that are much more important than being a bad comedian. And so to demean that is insane. And again, this was the first time I even knew he was Jewish. I thought he was just redheaded. Which, by the way,
I thought he was just redheaded.
Don't tell this guy about Ireland.
Right. It's like a whole season of Doctor Who that he can't watch. You know what I'm
saying? I think you're a Semite, a Middle Eastern group that dates back to before the Assyrian Empire.
There are also like redheaded Syrians and stuff like that too. So
I have a bunch of down where I live, there's this apartment complex that has a bunch of refugees in it, and a lot of their kids are like ginger kids.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yep.
Damn.
It's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, and he's talking about the way like Semite people would look. There are plenty, like Semites were considered part of the Caucasioid race back when they made like the original racial classifications. That were still very subjective.
Based around language. And you're a redhead? Like, what are you thinking?
Lobby, we got the dark.
All right, listen to this. Are you all Jewish? He puts down Hobby Lobby. I like Hobby Lobby.
I like Hobby Lobby.
Just watch how hateable this is.
Okay, it's
not hateable because Hobby Lobby had like a scandal years ago where they were being dicks to gays.
Yeah.
So that's why he took a jab at them there. That's why.
He could have also used Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, sure.
You can tell a job at Chick-fil-A.
Get the fuck out of the show.
Watch this.
Asshole. Laugh so hard. And here's why. What the fuck job do you have? That you're worried the Jews are coming for you. We don't want to work at Hobby Lobby. We good. All right. TV? Oh, are you saying the Jews control Hollywood? Because you can leave. If you want to interrupt me with anti-Semitism, get the fuck out of the show. Oh, did you not get the laughs you thought you were going to get? Okay.
It's not laugh, Steve. People are nervous because
what
he just did.
Yeah, people are nervous. They're like, oh my God, this guy's a Jew. Oh God. They were nervous.
Got him.
You were bullying these nervous people.
When his voice pops in, I keep thinking he's on the show. I'm like, oh shit, I didn't know I was going to have to fight on this show.
Oh, yeah. Wait,
what? What a terrible idea as an anti-Semite to go to a comedy club, first of all.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
One place where I think Jews would congregate would be a fucking, like, a laugh factory or something.
Yeah, man. If you look, listen, there's a lot of funny Jews out there.
Yeah.
The Comedy Store is owned by Pauly Shore's family.
Yeah. Yep. It's true.
Like that.
Yeah, buddy.
If the Jews don't control Hollywood, they control comedy clubs. Like, let's put it that way.
I mean, they own several comedy clubs. Pauly Shore
got famous is because his mom owned the Comedy Store. That's like, no one would give a fuck about him otherwise.
I did not know that. It actually makes a lot of sense.
Is pathological. He said, okay, Jews are better than Hobby Lobby jobs. We don't want your jobs. And then he said, and then he asked the crowd a question. I learned long ago, this is stand-up comedy 101. If you ask the crowd a question, they'll answer you. And if they answer you, you can't get mad at it. He said, what job would replace you? And somebody said TV. Okay, here's the factual reality. Jews run TV. They run Hollywood and media. Don't ask me. Ask the Hanukkah song. Or...
Ask the Hanukkah song.
He's talking about Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
Yeah, that's a key factor that Jews run Hollywood because there's a song about Hanukkah, right?
Yeah, I think TV, I think Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. Good job, Owen Benjamin.
You know, I was just, when Monty and I did our Tyler Perry torture episode where we watched every Tyler Perry movie in like a month's time, I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, the Jews are really fucking up Tyler Perry's movies right now.
Well, actually,
they are singularly the reason his movies
are bad. Actually, Tyler Perry's real name is Tyler Goldstein, believe it or not. Yep. I bet you guys didn't know that.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
You're right. I looked it up on IMDb. If you look at the More tab, you will see that. Good.
His movies make so much money. Tyler Perry's movies make so much money.
So much money. And they're so bad. They're so... Well, and specifically, the Madea movies make a lot of money. Like, some of the non-Madea movies, they don't do as well. But, like, the Madea brand, like, people... And the Madea movies are way worse than everything. I mean, all the movies are bad. But the Madea movies are a special level of bad. The Madea movies are, like, the Ernest films. Like, Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Scared Stupid,
Ernest Fights Santa Claus.
Shit like that. But with, like,
with 97% more Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God. Someone sent this to the DP PO box like years ago. And it was just kind of sitting around not being used. And it is a vaporizer and it does both wax and flower. And it works so well. Oh, it's just so amazing.
Looks like a radiator.
And you could have used it this entire time?
Yeah, like, it was brand new in the box. I just opened it yesterday.
Damn.
And it can heat up. It's, it's over 300 degrees Fahrenheit right now. It's at 190 Celsius.
Are there more hidden treasures that you haven't gone through?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. The treasures.
Dude, this shocked the hell out of me. I put this on Crazy People, but this shocks me. Pat Robertson is actually against the abortion laws.
Yes.
Yeah. I cannot believe this.
Good.
I think Alabama has gone too far. They've passed a law that would give a 99-year prison sentence to people who can commit abortion. There's no exception for rape or incest. It's an extreme law, and they want to challenge Roe versus Wade. But my humble view is that this is not the case we want to bring to the Supreme Court, because I think this one will lose.
And look, let me chime in on this, because I see a lot of people saying that Pat Robertson is against this, and he is. But keep in mind the reason he's against it. He says that they want to challenge Roe versus Wade, but he thinks this is not the way. Listen to what this man is saying.
Right. Well, yeah, of course he does.
He's specifically saying that he thinks this law.
Yeah, because this won't do it.
Yeah, because it doesn't have leeway for in cases of rape or incest.
Yeah.
He's like, this will probably not pass in the Supreme Court.
He's like,
this
if you guys
is not how we overturn Roe v. Wade.
He's saying, if you guys want to kill this, you're doing it wrong.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
I get that. Yeah. I'm just surprised. Because this is probably the best chance they got at this point.
Yeah. This is him saying, this is the best chance we got, like you said, Ben. But not this way. You're going a little too far. Like, we can win this.
Yeah.
But slow down. And people agreeing with him, I just want to say, think about what this fucker's saying.
Yeah.
He's not on your side. We agree. Yeah. We all agree.
I've never thought he's on my side. Actually, have you ever
I want to talk to you guys.
Have you ever been to the zoo and there's like that one super old chimpanzee that just sits there? He looks like that to me.
Yes.
With like the really like tall ears.
Oh yeah. Pat Robertson looks like a racist Keebler elf.
Yeah.
Not that I think that he is racist. Not that I think that he's racist. I mean, he might be racist, but
it's probable that he's racist.
That's what it looks like. Pat Robertson without seeing a Keebler elf now. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's what it is. You know,
he sits on the top of the tree saying, "You guys are sure niggers aren't eating our cookies, right?"
he's the elf in the tree that's trying to convince all the other elves that they need to switch, they need to convert over to Christianity, and like stop worshiping the false idols of chocolate that they worship right now.
How terrible would those cookies be?
You guys are making chocolate on Sunday and just like freak out on everybody.
How terrible would those cookies be if those elves were Christian? It'd be the most bland shortbread bullshit.
But you know what? The Christians make good waffle fries at Chick-fil-A, so, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's different, though.
They make a delicious chicken salad. So, I'm just...
I'll tell you what. I used to think it
was... Oh, yeah.
I used to get all excited for the fish fries that Catholics would have.
Really?
Yeah, dude, because they...
Weird.
You could go have like a big ass fried fish. It would happen around Lent, you know? And they would have like a fish fry every Friday. And that shit was really good and really cheap. I was like obsessed with that shit.
Sounds good. Maybe I should become religious just to eat all the good religious food.
You don't have to be. Just show up when they do free food.
Really?
Events. Yeah.
Potlucks, bro.
Damn.
Yeah. Some of them do things where you bring your own plate. And you just stack that motherfucker up and eat with the religious people.
A lot
just
of walk churches in
with
give
some
away
Walmart
donuts.
Potato salad.
Yeah.
You can eat whatever you want.
Yeah, you can walk up in there and be like, yeah, hey guys, I'm going to join this church, whatever it is that yours is.
You guys want to draft me? I'm a free agent. What can I eat?
Where are the pulled pork sandwiches?
Sign me up. Do I get a signing bonus?
Go into the synagogue and ask for a pulled pork?
Feel free to read those Streamlabs. Whenever you're ready. And this is the time where I remind you guys to like and share the stream so we can get more people in here. People are used to watching this later on in the day. They might not know that we're live. They probably didn't get notifications.
No,
and
no
look, while we wait for Billy to get those Streamlabs, Mike said Chick-fil-A is a 7 out of 10. Popeyes is God. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, thank you.
I love you.
Popeyes 100% all the way.
What about what about churches?
So first off, there's a part of me that is wildly insulted that you brought up that bastard meat on while we're sitting up there talking about the superiority of different chicken brains.
Wow.
Chicken or not, Popeyes is the only place that you has a drive through that you can get good mac and cheese. And that's one of the reasons why I love them.
I just go for the chicken. That's why I live less than a block away from a Popeyes, so I can walk to that motherfucker.
But no, you know what? Hold up, wait. I got to call Balderdash on Monty real fast. When you live in New Orleans, no matter where you live like a mile and a half from a Popeyes.
But I'm a block away. Like, it's walkable.
This is where...
Yeah, this is Seattle's fried
This is
chicken.
Where I go.
Oh, I haven't eaten today. Come
Famous
on.
Azelle's.
Oprah likes this. There's a
right. Oprah likes it.
Oprah loves
it. Guy Fieri, right, motherfucker.
Guy Fieri and wait, Oprah eat here.
It went away. It was an animation. And they've got Faygo.
Faygo. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Azelle's is great. And the
sweet rolls.
Hey, you got a bottle
they
behind.
Do like,
hell yeah.
They do like fried livers and shit, too,
yeah,
which
gizzards.
Is pretty good.
The original Azelle sold the chicken franchise, and he tried to keep an Azelle's open that he owned, and they like sued him. So
damn.
Now he made his own fried chicken place.
Really?
Called Heaven Sent Fried Chicken. That's the original owner of Azelle's. It's like the same thing.
That's so weird.
But Azelle.
All right.
So that's even more Christian because it's Heaven Sent Fried Chicken. So yeah, I go eat off the Christian plate every once in a while. They do fried chicken well. I just don't think they do elf cookies very well.
Probably not. Well, we got to Seattle, Hannibal. Ezel's. We got to go check that out.
Yeah.
I'm added to the list right now.
Yeah. All right.
Super Inhuman says, "Hey guys, I really wanted to know how you guys felt about Tyler the Creator's new album, Igor."
It's amazing.
Really?
I've only heard the single.
I've listened through it twice.
I haven't got to listen to it yet. So I need to.
All right.
Tomorrow. Sadly, I have never heard one Tyler the Creator album from beginning to end, and I've heard so many good things about his music over the years. I might have to just take the next couple days and just binge.
Start with Flower Boy, and then go into the older stuff. Hmm. But start with Flower Boy. That's one of his best.
Flower Boy is good.
It's not all rap, so don't go into it thinking it's going to be all rap. But it's phenomenal. He's such a great producer. Hey, he has such a good sound for that kind of. Old, you know, like gospel kind of sound shit, almost like Kanye used to do back in the day.
By the way, I have people in the chat coming to bat for Church's chicken.
Oh,
shut up!
Fuck them.
People in the chat saying they love some Church's chicken.
So first off, people that love Church's chicken always like to talk about, oh, it's so juicy when you bite into it. I love how juicy it is. That's not juice; it's grease. All right. Every time you eat it, you die a little. All right.
Walmart deli
you get, you,
fried
every time
chicken.
You eat it, you get a little closer to heaven, is what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you know how the slogan for Popeyes is love that chicken from Popeyes, and you know how the slogan for churches is nothing because they don't have a slogan because nobody eats there?
Hey, wait a minute. Their slogan happens to be since 1932, I'll have you know.
Oh, that's pre-Holocaust chicken. I can't even eat fried chicken, so my vote goes for the Costco whole hen chickens. They sell for $5 at fucking Costco.
Look at this shit, dude. Look at that.
Since 1932.
No, that was some food artist that arranged that in a way to make that look as good as possible, all right?
Lovely hot glue on those chicken wings.
Look, this is where I'll meet you on Churches. Honey butter biscuits?
Mm.
That shit is good. Mm. Not better than Popeyes.
When's the last time you had one of those biscuits, Monty?
Oh, it's been about 7 years, eight years.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. You don't know. You just the idea of it. It's like when you fuck a girl in high school and you're like, oh, that pussy is amazing. You fuck her again in your 30s and you'd be like, oh, this shit was trash. Why did I think this was awesome? Then you realize you thought it was awesome because you hadn't fucked anybody at that time, so you didn't have anything to compare it to.
You have a more refined taste now.
Right. Yeah,
we got.
I'm getting Churches tomorrow. I will update you. Tomorrow.
I wasn't trying to throw Churches on you. I wouldn't do that to no man that's my friend. I just was saying that. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're getting away from crazy people.
Hardridge says, great to see Hand M again. I think Hannibal Monty. Hand M.
Yeah.
Don't know if you're doing Highbillies today, but I just sent one via email. Dragon
How
the
does
West?
He get more letters than me? Like, what the fuck? Who said that?
Maybe it's H&M.
That's just because there are more letters in my name.
Maybe it's supposed to be H&M, and he didn't space, so it says hand M.
Yeah, H and M.
Dragon of the West says the Arnold clip reminded me of the fact that both Arnold and Jesse Ventura in Predator were elected to public office. I'm now waiting for Carl Weathers to get elected. Apollo Creed for Senate.
Oh, I'm voting for Carl Weathers.
At least a city comptroller. So
yeah,
got yourself a stew going.
Action Jackson, fuck yeah.
Fidel Castro says his brother just grew my dude. Come on, guys. Ben needs 130% of the goal. Let's get it.
Yes.
Dragon of the West also said Ben Owen doesn't realize there's a large Irish migrated to Latin America because it was largely Catholic, like Mexico and Brazil. I've met mestizo girls with auburn hair. And European Americophobia is induced by trauma from a fatherless upbringing and Marxist conditioning.
I've met people who have the last name Sanchez that have red hair.
Sanchez. Diego. Red hair. And Brian Brumbleblow also says, Owen's video, he talks to the stuffed bear next to him and says, no, bear, they don't control the banks. That's crazy talk. It gets crazy. It's fucked up. So I guess Ben Owens video gets even weirder.
So he's like the anti-Semitic Steve Shives.
Kind of, I would guess.
Talking to his stuffed bear. Because no one else will dare be in a video with him.
That's pretty hilarious.
Ooh. And that's the remainder of the Streamlabs and Super Chats. So get those Streamlabs in so we can come back next Saturday. Next Saturday.
Yes. Hit that goal.
Yeah, and if you haven't already,
get by a fucking monsoon this month. Come on.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. You know, yes, you're right. A fucking monsoon is a good way to describe it.
Yeah. Yesterday you probably got the same shit I did.
Oh, actually, I got it today. This morning is when I got it.
So,
20.
I'll be talking about that. I'm going in depth on it tomorrow on our show, without naming names.
Okay. So. Did you want to give like an abridged version here, and you can go in depth on it on your show?
Me and Hannibal. I left Billy out intentionally because someone else did. And Pimp Monk all got hit with a bunch of fucking chargebacks. And that shit hurt. That's the abridged version. I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, every chargeback.
It's pretty fucking hot right now, and I'm saving it. I'm going to release that anger tomorrow.
Every chargeback did more damage than just the chargeback, even. Like, there's.
Yeah. That's kind of what we're dealing with right now. Is that shit really kind of fucking? It's literally like wiping out all of our Patreons and Streamlabs from like other people because of this one incident. So it's really just got our stuff fucked up. So it's just there's a discussion there for a later date. But yeah, somebody gave us money and then.
Yeah,
something happened, and it just.
And that being said, if y'all are enjoying this shit right here, and you want to send Streamlabs, make sure that you want to send Streamlabs because you're enjoying the shit you want to support. Support this because you want to. This is awesome shit, and you should support it. Send those Streamlabs in.
Yeah,
so that's all. That's the gist of what I want to talk about. What I'm gonna get into, but
it is just it's specifically
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's specifically because of how much damage is doing, and I'll say this and just get so we can move on to the next thing.
Sure.
When a lot of times people we oftentimes like to judge people or punish people based on the intent of their actions, but what we should do is judge people based on how their actions affect us. So it doesn't matter if you came to my house and destroyed my TV by accident or if you destroyed it on purpose. The result is the same. I don't have a TV now, so what are we going to do about it? And that's what we found ourselves in. It's like, whether it was done accidentally or done on purpose, it still put us in a situation where now our PayPal is like wildly negative, and it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
So and we're not the only show that's dealing with this right now. So,
but we're also the newest of all of these. So we got imagine a channel in growth. Like, we can't bank as much.
It's like the drunken peasants, you guys are like fucking like
not
like,
that y'all aren't fucked.
No, you guys are like you guys are like fucking Jackie Chan and the guy who and Tony Jaa. You know what I'm saying? You guys are like fucking martial arts masters. Fucking Pimp Monk is like Jason Statham. We're like those white belts that just watched Karate Kid and was like, I want to do karate. And then Mike Tyson walks into the gym and decides to punch us in the face.
Kick you in the dick.
It's gonna bother y'all, but it low key just almost killed us. It was just like, oh my god, I almost died on contact. Why does he hit so hard?
But you know what? We're standing up and we're punching back tomorrow. So
all right.
So we got a couple Streamlabs here. Hey Hannibal, thanks for being so cool on Discord. This is from Creamsicle. Hope to actually see you at AC this year if you're going. I'll
Don't
suck
go.
On your toes. No homo. Can I follow you on Twitter? I'll show you my big fat ass.
We all know who it is anyway. The list of suspects is very short. Process of elimination does the rest.
Yeah. But we're not going to blast them out.
Nope.
Caliphicent also said, I miss being a patron, but can't afford it right now. Here's a little something from my favorite sweet boys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate right, people yes. just fucking watching and talking and liking and kissing and hugging and whatever the fuck you do on the internet.
And donating.
Well, yeah, that's icing on the
all
cake.
Yeah.
We just want your cakes.
Yeah, that all makes this shit better. It helps things like this keep going. Like, that's how y'all keep the lights on in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Send those Streamlabs in.
Yeah.
It got me so humiliated.
Dumbass! People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Oh, no Yoda this time?
No Yoda this time? Yeah.
You know what? I'll do it. I'll do it just because. Here it is, because it was great, and I do like to throw it in. I didn't want to run it into the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to like make you guys guess when it was coming.
Yeah,
but this is it. I'll play it one more time.
You got me so humiliated.
Hold on. Is this Yoda? Is this little guy right here Yoda? Because I know this is Luke right here, but is this Yoda?
It has to be Yoda.
It has to be Yoda.
Wow. It has to be Yoda. That was great.
They get in the truck.
Can you? God damn it, guys!
Because it has to be Yoda.
Why is Tucker Carlson Luke, though? That's what I was wondering the first time I saw it.
I know this is Luke.
So, I have to say, I've seen tornadoes in person before, and those people that think it's fun to go get in a van and drive towards them and be like, yeah, look at this storm! You are fucking insane.
That shit is fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah. So
break good on them. They get some sweet footage sometimes.
Storms overnight. The powerful storm system stretching from Canada to Mexico still threatens millions of Americans. Dozens of twisters were reported overnight in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska, with more severe weather to move east throughout the weekend. More than 40 million Americans in 18 states are preparing for storms that could last into the middle of next week. Omar Villafranca has more.
This is the real one in front of us still. Oh, it's on the road! It knocked the semi over in the road in front of us!
Why Damn are you it. Driving towards it? It blew over a fucking semi! You're not in a semi! What?
Damn it.
Man, I didn't know you were black.
Yeah, that was for sure like the black like that's like look this is black people in horror movies all the time. So, oh, there's something bad
there!
In front of me. Well, I'm gonna
Don't
go
open
the other
the
way.
Door!
And that's why the black people always get killed first, because if they were around for the whole movie, there would be no movie.
There'd
be no movie.
They have the wisdom.
I am 0.1% black. It said
there
that
nice.
On my DNA test. Now. Yeah, what
nice.
The fuck?
You should start coming to the black people meetings with me and Monty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should.
We'll bring you to the next one.
All
hey,
right.
What percentage do you have to make an account on blackpeoplemeet.com? Just curious, asking for a friend.
Oh. we got to take it up with the board. Like, there's a whole meeting process. We're gonna try and vouch for Ben since we can show them this long list of videos he's been in.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember Black Planet?
No.
Yes.
Storm chasers in Kansas captured the beginnings of a tornado, tossed this semi-truck onto its side in the middle of a highway.
Oh my!
Why are you getting out of your car?
Gosh, it just hit this car!
The team continued to follow the twister as it tore through southwest Kansas. A mobile home in Bloom suffered a direct hit.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when it runs through you. It tears you in half.
Yep.
What the fuck? Why would you?
Yep.
They're just trying to go to Oz, that's all.
And it, yeah, that's all it is.
It can always just, like, change. It can change course at any point, too, and come right at you.
No injuries are reported. Like a scene out of a movie, this twister near Mineola damaged.
Yeah, you know what? When there's a tornado, the first thing they tell you, because by the way, the place I grew up in, there were tornadoes all the time in Ohio, where it's like really flat land and shit. Tornadoes would just tear through an area,
really?
Like this. Oh yeah, oh yeah, because there's nothing to stop it.
I used to live in Enid, Oklahoma when I was in elementary school, and we had tornado drills.
Yeah, we had those,
and
too.
And there was a basement room specifically for tornadoes.
Yes, yes,
trying to save up because I just bought a truck. Should start Monday. We'll bring back up my Patreon pledge
after you so much.
I make some money. Unless my engine blows up, million miles.
Just don't buy a Ford.
The best show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But yeah, like, we had tornado sirens that would be tested once a week. You could hear the tornadoes and everything.
Sound insane.
Yeah, yeah. And and we would have drills, too. Like, we would have to, like, get under our desks. But anyway, they tell you that one of the worst places you can possibly be when one of these hits is near a window. So why the fuck would you drive this close to it in a car with your fucking, with windows all around you? You're going to get a giant splinter of glass through your face.
Hey, it's a mistake you only have to make once, Ben. So, you know.
Yeah,
throat natural chasers, selection, right?
Truth.
And nearly engulfs the vehicle of this storm chaser as he kept his camera rolling.
The power lines are down. That's what started it.
Much of the damage included down power lines, which are believed to have sparked this grass fire. More tornadoes are expected to touch down throughout the weekend. Several have already passed through Nebraska and Oklahoma. The National Weather Service also reports damaging winds, large hail, and heavy rain from Texas to the Great Lakes. Omar Villafranca.
Look at that shit. Yeah. Wow. This looks like Kansas to me, because it does, because I've driven through Kansas a few times. I think three times total in my life. And
yes, they're take you away from Kansas, so you're in Kansas, so you're not in Kansas anymore.
I see these wind turbines everywhere.
CBS News, Dallas.
Dallas.
Fuck. Dallas. Damn, nature. You scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just trash. That is trash. I never understood people that chase the storms. I saw somebody in the chat earlier say that they make money off of that footage. And that's why they do it. But I'm like, how much money are you making? Like, how much money would you need to make on that footage in order to chase these storms? Would you chase a storm for $1,000 for that footage?
No.
Have you seen the vans they use? They're always like 80 something Ford Econo lines painted with like fucking like targets on them and shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
They still gotta eat ramen sometime.
Have you ever been to Kansas?
Yes.
It fucking sucks.
I've driven all the way through it. Like, I slept three times.
Yeah, but like living in Kansas, I would chase these fucking things too, because like,
so you'd be suicidal if you lived in Kansas.
Suicide. It's not. It's about as suicidal as bungee jumping with no rope, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah. Well, that.
Yeah, the no rope thing. Yeah.
I think that is by definition suicide.
Huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, people from Kansas, they got shit else going for them, so. Fucking chase tornadoes, right? What are you gonna do?
I've been to Metropolis, and no. I'm lying. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I've ever been to Kansas before. I'm lying. I've spent
way too many days in Topeka, Kansas, and it was probably the worst city I spent time in until the last day. I found like a secret governor's mansion there that had Shack Attack pinball in the game room and all you can eat breakfast buffet. So if you're ever there, go to the Ramada Inn. That's the governor's mansion. If you have to be there, it's the only safe haven in all of Topeka, Kansas.
All right. Good to know.
All right, so one thing I'm asking of everyone watching right now, please like the stream. There's over 500, almost 600 people watching. I hate to keep saying it, but every time I say it, a bunch of people do it. It's hard to remember. I realize this. Like, I don't always think to like streams when I watch them.
Yeah.
So
I don't either. Like, I liked earlier when you reminded us. So. Because I forgot.
Here's a weird story, and it has to do with my favorite college athletic team.
The cream team?
No.
Oh.
So
wait,
every
the cream team.
Oh, dude, don't even open up that can of worms. That's like, Ohio State had a doctor for their like their athletic programs. Okay.
Oh God, yeah.
And so these were like college students. Well, I guess right now over 177 men are coming forward saying he did weird shit to them when they were under his care.
Damn.
Oh, and he's already killed himself. He's already dead. But now it's coming out that at least 20 officials at the school knew about it.
Wow.
A former team doctor at Ohio State has been accused of sexually abusing at least 177 men. The university hired a law firm to investigate allegations about the late Richard Strauss from 1979 to 1997, finding that school officials were aware of the abuse at the time.
Yeah, so he had that many victims because he was there for that long, from the 70s all the way until the late 90s.
That time span covers nearly Strauss's entire tenure at Ohio State. Along with incidents involving athletes from at least 16 sports, the allegations involve his work at the Student Health Center and an off-campus clinic as well. Many of those who came forward publicly reported that Strauss groped or touched them inappropriately while conducting exams. Current university president Michael Drake offered, quote, profound regret and sincere apologies to each person who endured Strauss' abuse.
If you dropkick Arnold Schwarzenegger, you get a Lamborghini. If you dropkick this guy, you get a hand job.
The Ohio State fuck guys.
Dang.
Going on to thank survivors.
I see what you did. Buckeyes, fuck guys. Okay, I got you.
For their courage. The university is working to revoke Strauss' emeritus status. There are two related lawsuits against Ohio State involving the doctor who committed suicide in 2005. The suits allege that the concerns were not addressed by more than 20 school officials and staff members, including a coach turned congressman. And the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights is also looking into whether Ohio State responded to student complaints, quote, promptly and equitably.
Wow. So those people are probably going to get paid.
But they were all of age, right?
Yeah. This isn't child molestation at all. These people were college athletes, so they had to be of age. That's basically it. Their athletic programs are huge, especially the football and basketball programs.
I'm sure he thought more things were huge too. So. Wow.
He's starting his own cream team at OSU.
He's like, all right, so I'm just gonna go ahead and move your balls a little bit to the right.
Mm-hmm. Checking for hernias.
I'm at that level of my doctorate where I can taste the hernia.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Stop.
You got a nice swing there, Johnny.
You taste safe, no hernia. Yuck.
This is what happens when you don't force your jocks to have high GPAs.
Creamsicle sending a cease and desist on the use of cream team.
How do you do that to that many people without, you know, like if you did it to like one person I know, they would be like, man, bro, this dude was grabbing my balls, bro. It would just be like, we would all know about it. It'd be like, man, don't go to OSU. They grabbing balls over there.
Bruh.
Look, that I don't think everybody has meetings like the black people meetings, Hannibal.
Oh, man.
That's what he's saying. Like, we're like, hey, they're grabbing balls over there. Don't go.
Yeah, he probably only grabbed the white athletes' balls knowing that they have meetings, right? They stop. The other athletes stop seeing them.
Yeah, we communicate. There's a reason black Twitter is a thing.
Last time we started our own white groups, we kind of got in trouble for it. So we lost our grouping privileges.
You know, maybe that's black privilege right there. Maybe Charlemagne was right about that.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, he just, that's, I'm trying to imagine. He said, all right, everybody, we're going to do jockstrap fittings today.
Yeah.
And he'd just be like, well, I'm a swimmer. Why do I need to do this? He's like, don't, look, listen, don't worry about it.
Prostate exams. Prostate exams.
Yeah. Yeah, this is for your own good. Shut the fuck up and just be a team player.
So, yeah. You know, every now and then you'll look up in the sky, especially if you live near an Air Force base, and you'll see, like, military aircraft flying around up there. And normally you're like, oh, shit, you know, that's pretty cool. And those guys, you know, you're never like, oh, my fucking God, what if that thing falls out of the sky and crashes into the ground? But I guess it happened recently. An F-16.
F-16, yeah.
An armed F-16 with, like, missiles on it crashed into a building.
We're learning new details tonight about the crash of an F-16 fighter jet in Riverside, California. A dash cam captured the moment the plane, armed with live munitions, fell from the sky yesterday, smashing through the roof of a warehouse. Jamie Yukas is there.
Nearly a mile-long perimeter around the crash site remained off-limits to the public 24 hours after a fighter jet plummeted through the roof of this warehouse near the March Air Reserve Base.
That's a military airplane in our building.
Oh, my God, dude.
Some guy came home that day and said, man, and his wife's like, why aren't you at work? Man, an F-16 crashed into the building. Man, you know you're lying. You can lie better than that.
And then he's the guy that's gotten caught cheating on his wife multiple times, and he always got some dumb excuse. Oh, honey, I was working late. Oh, my boss needed me to do this. Oh, a goat kicked in my door window or some shit like that. And then he goes home that day, and it's like, no, I swear, an F-16 crashed in the roof.
That's the last straw, Jonathan.
Business owner Frank Sandoval and his eight workers were inside the building when the F-16 crashed.
We heard a loud boom, windows blew open,
doors
blew open, ceiling fixtures falling down. Literally,
he has to look his wife
at any given time.
You can't believe you're alive.
Yeah.
No one happened to be there where it fucking smashed through the building.
The pilot ejected moments before impact. Officials say warehouse sprinklers help prevent a large fire. With the area still cordoned off and a nearby freeway shut down, an explosives team combed through the wreckage. But military officials repeatedly evaded questions about exactly what was on that plane.
The NORAD alert aircraft was flying with a standard armament package. But due to operational security reasons, we will not discuss the specifics of this armament package.
Officials say the guy in the back. Go back.
Is that
Yoda?
Is that Yoda?
I know this is Luke over here on the left, but is that Yoda on the right?
Is that Wilford Brimley?
Yoda Brimley.
No, I think that is Yoda. Because that's Luke.
This armament
package.
Is
that Yoda Brimley?
Officials say the ordinances were secured and will be disposed. Sources tell CBS News the F-16 Fighting Falcon, similar to this one from the same squadron, was armed with air-to-air missiles needed for its air defense mission.
Do you consider this to be a miracle?
Somebody was definitely looking down on me. And whoever it was, I gotta thank him.
Were they looking down on you when the plane started to crash?
Yeah, they were looking
Did they make the plane crash?
They were looking down from the cockpit as the plane descended into the building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always love how people in these situations always say somebody was looking down at me. What about the people that got hurt? Was nobody looking down on them?
Well, that's when God was taking a smoke break.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Well, what about people that, like, have a horrible disease for years, and then it goes away, and then they're like, oh, God cured me. It's like, did God give you the horrible disease?
I like the people that have the horrible disease, and then they pray a bunch, and then the disease goes away, and then they're like, oh, thank you, Jesus, but then they get a different disease that's even worse and then die immediately.
That's terrible.
I was watching a Burt Reynolds movie last night called The End, from the 1970s, and Burt Reynolds was out in the water going to die, and he was praying to God to save him. And then as he started swimming back to land, he told God, he's like, yeah, you know, I know I said I'd give you 50% of everything I earn, but let's make it 10%, because let's be honest, God, you're the one that put me out here in the fucking first place.
Thank you, Burt Reynolds.
Rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. You probably Me Too'd a whole lot of women.
How do you know that? No one said anything about him.
Women from
why
his
are you
day
starting
and age?
Dirty rumors about a dead man and no one's accused?
He Me Too'd women in
Wait,
the
is
actually,
Burt Reynolds dead?
Yeah, he died
a few months ago.
Oh, shit.
I'm not sure.
I hate it when you do this shit with this. He probably did this. Okay, how do you know? I just know, man.
I'm not sure Burt Reynolds could capably Me Too women because
he was a super famous guy. A lot of women thought he was really good looking. I mean, but no one has accused him of anything, and he's dead now. So you're just tarnishing the name of a dead man at this point.
Yeah, you know, it's for comedy. You know, he actually was good looking, so
funny.
He probably could have just looked over and said, "Hey, what's up?" And if they came to him, you know?
Yeah, in this movie he has sex with Sally Field back when Sally Field was so hot. So hot. She was so hot. Yeah. She was so hot. I was a fan of her hot 70s body.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm with you on that. I agree.
Who are we talking about? Meg Ryan?
Sally Field. Yeah, Meg Ryan.
Yeah, Sally Field. Okay.
The original Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
I guess because of all the laws that are changing in the U.S. about abortion, here's a news report from Canada talking about how they're kind of getting worried about it, like these movements that are starting
Monty,
to...
Monty, is it fair or foul that me and my white friends take off work for MLK Day and get drunk, eat watermelon and chicken freestyle rap and rub coca oil on ourselves to not get ashy just for that day? I hope you can still be my black friends.
Yeah, as long as you don't say one word.
That's how everyone celebrated it.
Yeah, no, you do it. Yeah. Just don't say one word. Do that.
As long as you don't say the Ben word.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Go ahead and enjoy MLK Day, you know, to the fullest. You know what I'm saying?
Do that.
Because look, because understand, I take off every Rosh Hashanah every time it comes around.
I take off Rosh Hashanah
and I eat bagels. With locks on Rosh Obama. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm
Obama, Rosh Obama.
Yeah, I'm Barack Obama Day. I ate my bagel.
Bronco. Gail called Barack Obama Bronco Obama.
The Bronco Bomber.
Bronco Obama.
Bronco.
So here's the that Bronco Canadian.
Freedom cannot be bought with the blood of our children.
This gives more rights to the rapist than it does to the mother.
The debate in Missouri today, emotional.
Women brought all of us into this world. And I sure hope they vote all of us out.
Vote no now! Punctuated by cries from the gallery. But in the end, in this Republican legislature, it wasn't even close. The bill passed 110-44. It now goes to the governor. And after comments like this.
This pro-life administration will not back down.
There is no question. He intends to sign it.
What a greasy old cunt.
Now,
fuck
as all of that played out this week in the U.S., it sparked some conversations in this country. Some Canadians worried about what could happen here. And with the federal election coming up, some Canadian politicians
worried
up on that anxiety. Here's Hannah Thibodeau.
Hannah Thibodeau.
You just said to my daughter, you don't matter.
It's a discussion all over social media.
My buddy, my choice.
Oh, God.
Reaction to the abortion debate in the U.S. was heard by Canadian politicians.
We are deeply disappointed by the backsliding on women's rights.
And the prime minister quickly played on those fears.
It's a shame that we increasingly see...
He's probably not getting reelected because his reputation got tarnished a lot recently. Oof.
Conservative governments and conservative
fart. I just sent it on FB. It's thick and juicy.
Oh my God. Okay, dude. I'll get the new fart.
Politicians taking away rights that have been hard fought over many, many years.
The Liberals even sent out this fundraising email, citing 12 conservative MPs who attended last week's March for Life.
If laws are going to change in this country, it will not come just from a small group of courageous MPs. It will come because of a groundswell across this country of people like yourselves.
But how real is the threat?
I've made it very, very clear. Canadians can have absolute confidence that a conservative government after the election in October will not reopen this issue.
Sounds like the usual liberal fearmongering that happens every single time there's an election coming up where conservatives have a chance.
And remember, the Harper government was in power for nearly a decade.
Yeah, they don't have term limits for their prime minister, so someone can
That's insane.
Yeah, someone can just keep getting reelected over and over and over again indefinitely.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Abortion was never recriminalized, despite pressure from some social conservatives.
Our government's going to do everything we can.
Yeah, this guy was the conservative prime minister of Canada for a long time, like 9 years, over 9 years. But you never heard about him doing anything super crazy. You never heard, like I'm sure there are people that didn't like some of his policies, but people weren't, like, freaking out about him.
I heard one time he forgot to put maple syrup on his pancakes. Son of a bitch.
We'll be fighting back.
Still, these young women say what's happening now south of the border upsets them.
It kind of motivates me to do more and to say that we need more education on these issues.
We are talking to each other constantly. We are watching out. We are aware of our rights, and we will be fighting for our rights.
I feel like these girls are the stars of an indie, like, dramedy or something. Like, they're gonna come out next week under a Blumhouse production.
The Canadian version of Broad City.
Yeah.
Girls will continue to try to make this into an issue to distinguish themselves.
I think this report is speculating way too much, unless there's a huge movement there to make abortion laws more restrictive, which I haven't seen them really show that yet. They're just showing, people are like this in the U.S.
From the conservatives.
Oh, whoa, Palpatine. What the fuck?
Shit. Dude, where's that force lightning? Show it to me.
He's got, like, corpse midget eyes.
Yeah, this guy needs some zinc or something in his diet.
Even if the issue itself is not on the table. Hannah Thibodeau, CBC News.
So, you know, there's some sort of base for it there. I just don't know if they're in the government like they are here. Here's the fart.
Hit me with your best shot.
Oh.
Fire away.
Oh, he needs to change his drawers after that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm watching it online and I still feel like I can smell it. Like I felt the heat from it.
Joking on it.
For sure.
Egghead says that was a shit.
I have to clean my palate. I'm gonna go.
He's so
I'm gonna
proud
go
of
get
himself. Look at him.
I'm gonna go get a new guest to cover the smell of the fart. Is that okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna bring in a new guest to cover the stink of the fart.
Yeah. See what you did, Dusty's owner. You made Billy quit the show.
Yeah, all right.
I thought he was gonna fart. Actually,
he said I need to just find a new guest.
Damn.
Did you see him? He just got up and left.
I know. What's up? How unprofessional of him. I thought you were a
Wallace.
Boy, Billy.
He couldn't handle the fart.
I mean, that was pretty goddamn intense.
It was. But maybe it was too much for sweet boys. Like, or maybe, I don't know. I'm questioning you, Billy.
I'm going to open up the floor right now for some Q&A.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions, and I want to have them answered immediately.
All right, so, guys, if you are a patron, feel free to join our Discord, for one thing, if you're not already joined. Even if you're not a patron, join. But if you are in the Discord and you're a patron, jump into the chat here and ask us some questions.
There you go.
Or sativa. I prefer indica. That's normally what I get.
Indica 100%.
I like the sleepy, like, body buzz. I don't like the like cerebral, like crazy sativa high.
Sativas make me like violently dizzy sometimes.
Yeah,
like I've almost hard to like stand up and breathe. I'm not a fan.
Does not sound awesome at all. Does not sound great in any capacity. Oh, Billy came back with a friend.
Oh, there we go.
Can I ask a question? Who is Billy's friend?
Who is Billy's friend?
Her name is Anastasia.
Yeah, Anastasia was on a long time ago. when we had Onision in the studio for the first time.
All right.
I'm just doing what I see people do on the radio.
Yeah.
What you see people do on the radio.
Yeah. Well, like in movies and stuff.
Good job breaking that down. It slipped by me.
This is me.
Sinshiro in the chat asked Hannibal, "How do you feel about all of DP's racist fans?" DP's fans aren't all racist. That's like, yeah. And I think it would be like a very, 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 very small percentage of people. But you know, I'm from the South. I was raised in the South my whole life, so it's like you just tune that shit out. Like my racism skin is so thick, it's like fucking. It's nothing. It's just like, all right, you just believe dumb shit and just keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Look, some people think 2 + 2 is yellow. You can't do nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving.
Some people don't vaccinate their kids.
Here on Drunken Peasants, we deal with racism one way. It's called pacism. If you want to be racist, you have to pay in the form of a Streamlabs, and then we'll like denounce it pacism. As you say it. Yeah. We'll say, oh, that's stupid, that's racist, but you have to pay to even be racist. Because we don't pay attention to the free racism in the fucking pleb chat.
Yeah. Put your racism in the form of a Streamlabs. We'll read it.
$20 or more.
Pacism.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, and that's why I like you know, being from New Orleans, being from a place like my mother went to school in a time where the army had to bring her to school. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you think somebody, like, calling me a nigga in the chat is going to bother me? It's like, no, it's just, all right. Just keep moving. Look, I got called a nigga at the last Kid Rock concert in Atlanta. So it was just
people are asking questions still. Someone said,
someone asked me, what's the sluttiest thing I've ever done?
I don't know if they asked you specifically, but sure, go ahead, do it.
I took off my underwears one time when I was going to a sleepover, knowing full well that my butthole would be like one layer before exposing. Yeah, that's the sluttiest thing I ever done. Is that
that too
much?
Really, Billy?
Really, that's the sluttiest.
I'm not even wearing underwear right now.
Really? Shit.
And that's the sluttiest thing you've done.
I guess I have to up my. Put the microphone closer to her.
Oh yeah, put it like right in your mouth. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I guess I just have to do more slutty things then. I'm far behind.
You should go take off your underwear right now.
I should. That's a production.
He was going to do a weed bath.
I'm already there.
Bath? Yeah, I got this bath bomb full of weed. I could take a nice slutty weed bath.
There you go.
Ben, what about you? What's the sluttiest thing you've ever done, Ben?
I went to the doctor at Ohio State one time.
That poor guy.
That's a good callback to a previous reference. I like that.
You want it?
All right. There you go.
So are we all just going to do our slutty stuff?
Were we not?
What's Monty, the sluttiest thing you've ever done, Monty?
Shit. I guess had sex at my high school after hours, brought somebody back to school.
What just, class did you teach? Fuck.
Oh, I didn't teach any class. Like, we just broke in and hopped the fence.
Oh, you were in high school?
Fucked in the stairwell. Yeah, I was still in high school.
Oh, you were a student?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably as bad as it got with me. Hmm. Yeah. Nothing too extreme.
He's a good boy.
He's a sweet boy.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to your favorite segment now.
Yo, safe week! Go find the hitter, put a bullet in his fucking head.
Oh, you like me now? I'm the only
critic
with the good kind of
fair. Oh, yeah. All right, so I want to throw something out there. I get a lot of people that love this segment because I get sent a ton of these all the time, but I get a lot of people who don't like it too. The issue is that we get a lot more people sending in cringe raps than anything else. So if you want to see us watch anything else, give me more of other stuff. Send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. Send us stuff there. drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. Send us anything you would like us to watch. We try to stay away from copyrighted music, TV, movies, that sort of shit. So don't send us that stuff. All right. Here's our first cringe rap. Check this out.
Man, I'm hungry. I want some chicken, man.
Yeah, me too, man. I've been eating all day. I need me a lunch, man.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking about chicken, some church chicken. What do you think about that?
Church does sound good.
What time is it?
It's 5 p.m. Oh, don't know what to get for dinner. Two piece, three piece, maybe those tenders.
What?
Hannibal, why are you bobbing your head to this church's chicken?
Yeah, this is a church's chicken rack.
So first off, I connect with the content, all right? So let's just see where it goes.
You would just spend 45 minutes denigrating church's chicken.
That's true. I was about to.
I'm just nodding to the song. I just want to see where it goes. Right.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
All, right.
Okay.
The scale was a tenner.
Spicy air, spicy chicken.
Yeah, that sounds like a win. Mouth is on fire. The sweat started dripping.
Just eat the fucking chicken. And shut up.
Spicy air. Get it by itself or add some size. Mashed potatoes, coleslaw, okra, some fries.
He sounds like me when I'm trying to rap.
This is the caliber of people eating at Church's Chicken, by the way.
If only he looked like you while trying to rap, I might pay more attention to this video. But
yeah, look, can you send me a link to this so that I can show the difference between Popeyes and Church's? And I'll put Eminem with some chicken bar rapping after this.
Yeah, I wonder what the most fire fried chicken song is. I know
Eminem.
Mixed
probably
biscuits.
Got a bar somewhere where he mentions fried chicken. I just gotta find it.
Can you like a biscuit, maybe?
Churches, bro. I don't even know what the fuck that would be.
Try it.
Mac and cheese.
My
tongue was heated up to 1,000.
Yeah, you know what? You do torture episodes on your show. You gotta make Hannibal eat Church's chicken.
I got like three torture episodes in the pipeline that we don't want to do, and like that would definitely be right at the top of. I haven't had Church's Chicken in over 20 years.
Wow.
So I'm really not trying to have to do that.
Maybe it's better now.
Give them a reason to vote for that, Hannibal. There you go. That's all you're doing.
Isn't there like a Cane's fried chicken?
Raising Cane's.
Was it Raising Cane's fried chicken?
Yeah.
Raising Cane's is awesome. I love Cane's.
Okay. Raising Cane's is dope, you know, and it's not just because Raising Cane's is a tenders place, and you know tenders places are chicken places, but when you're grading tender places, you're really grading them based on the quality of the batter and the tastiness of the sauce.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, but Raising Cane's may have the quality chicken there, the quality chicken tender.
Yeah. So there you go.
I was burning up. Didn't think twice. Grab me your sweet tea with a whole lot of ice.
Oh. Is this who you're opening for tonight?
No. This is nowhere near my show. This won't happen at all tonight at all. If someone shows up,
does this
like
guy
this,
got connections in the industry? Maybe get you.
He doesn't have connections at churches. What? Do you see that meal in front of him? It looks like poverty in a bowl.
Okay, KFC. Now Churches is the place to be.
Okay.
God.
Wow.
You're there.
Anastasia, do you have a preference for fried chicken?
I like fried chicken.
Okay. But not from this place.
But not anymore.
Chicken wrap. Yeah, it's just ruined all fried chicken for me.
I'm pretty sure they had to shut down after this guy.
Yeah, where the hell is the health...
Churches should like DMCA this video to get this wrap taken down because it's making people not like churches.
Like,
that's the reason that people don't like churches now, Ben, right?
Because I reason to believe that you, Hannibal, are part of the anti-Church's Chicken propaganda machine.
I'll go with your
rhetoric that I've heard you spew all night tonight.
I'll go as far as to say if I had to choose between listening to this guy rap while eating Church's Chicken or listening to the Cheesecake Girl rap while eating Cheesecake Factory, I'd be eating Cheesecake Factory.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Billy.
That's the trouble here.
All right.
Yeah.
So a while back, we listened to this rap song about black people. And it was like it had all these like stereotypes.
It was really good.
It had all these stereotypes.
Hard, right? Yeah.
I found out that the guy who did it, he's done like a whole bunch of different ones.
Yeah.
Like
about black people?
No. About every race.
About stereotypes.
Yeah. Here's the white people one.
Yeah.
Just like the black people song, the following material is satirical play on stereotypes.
This song is dedicated to a certain kind of people.
How do they have more cheese?
Which just so happens to be
white people.
My other favorite kind of people.
Crackers.
You know, the ones that like to, you know.
That was very clever.
Bro, skateboard ollie, bro. Kick flip, split your lip, bro.
Bro.
Kick me in the nuts, bro.
bro. You get what I'm saying, right? White people, I get bullied in school. I can't wait till I'm a cop so I can bully you. White people.
Wait.
That's awesome.
Understand, I've had three instances in my life where I laughed so hard that I passed unconscious, all right? And if I'd have been the right amount of high just now, that could have been one of those moments. That shit, oh man, but just run that shit back in just like 2 seconds, all two, right. 3 seconds, man. That's
yeah.
Funny shit.
This person, oh God, time to turn the music down.
Yeah.
Can't be hated by my new neighbors.
Yeah.
Oof.
White people, I get bullied in school. I can't wait till I'm a cop so I can bully you. White people.
It gets better too.
White people, no, we can't dance. And I don't whoop my kids or spank their hands. White people. Bad Michael, bad. Who's a bad Michael? Go to your room, Michael. If you poke me on my arm, I bruise easily. So I only quarterback in the football league. I like to watch porn, I can fap for days. And my favorite potato chips are Lay's, because they're white. I take weird drugs like ecstasy, mushrooms, crystal meth, and LSD.
This is all true.
We put it in a pipe for a homemade bong. And watch out for the priest, he will rape your son. And most of us will die trying out for fear factor. I guess that's why they say I'm just a country loving deer hunting, rabbit eating, redneck, inbreeding, beer drinking, small penis. Did I mention we drive a tractor? We're red when we're mad, when we're sick we're green. Only race in the world that eats sardines.
White dogs.
That butts, and I know
why
that's
why
mean,
wet
but
dogs?
If you try to eat the booty,
because white people
like
smell like wet dogs is what people of color tell me.
Really?
Yeah, they tell me white people smell
said,
like wet
he
dogs.
Said the top five favorite
I've never
snacks.
Heard that.
Huh. Yeah, but top five favorite snacks. They slid it in there because he probably couldn't write anything about them smelling like wet, right. Like wet dogs. Didn't have
I've
it.
I've never heard that one though.
Oh, you haven't? Have you ever smelled the white person before?
I don't know what you're talking about.
They smell like white dogs.
Look, all of Monty's love interests in life are white women. So,
have they all smelled like wet dogs?
It's the one thing that Monty and Michael Jackson have in common.
Michael Jackson didn't like white women.
Why? He married one. Yeah, look at like the last like
he
eight. Like, did he have like a big ass crush on like Elizabeth Taylor and fucking Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, any of the gay icons. Oh, I wonder why Michael Jackson would have a crush on the gay icons.
All right, I got you. You know what? Okay, Billy.
Yeah,
okay.
Michael Jackson had Elvis Presley's offspring as a beard.
Yes.
Gross. Yeah. Far away from that anus. A white woman came to me to bash my song until she realized I was black and then she zipped her purse. White people, I get bullied in school. I can't wait till I'm a cop so I can bully you. White people.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I can't even
like. No, we can't dance and I don't whoop my kids or spank their hands. White people. See, this is probably why white kids end up shooting up schools. Hey.
Oh, who said hold up?
Did you hear that like a school got shot up like last week and it was a trans person that shot it up?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I heard all about that. You know, so see that like everybody like, you know, the LGBTQ community is completely inclusive.
Yeah,
you
they
know,
just want to be included.
So yes. We don't have to listen to the whole thing. This song is actually well written. It's not really cringy, but I thought it was interesting.
Well, yeah, the last one was really
good
too.
Good shit.
Here's the abstinence rap.
Oh shit!
Oh,
a Maxima.
I wonder if this is getting played at the club tonight.
Yeah.
Look, if he didn't want to have sex, why?
Ring. Yo, bro, who you bringing?
My girlfriend. Got some condoms to be bringing.
Dude, so you gotta get lucky tonight.
Oh yeah, bro. You know that.
Is this one of Onision's videos?
No.
Sounds like this one of his videos.
This is definitely like this is a how to be abstinent though. Make rap like this.
Yeah.
You're safe.
Yeah. But like you said,
drive a Maxima.
Actually,
yeah, the Maxima is the pussy wagon, though. So I don't even understand why he's like, why is he inviting that on himself?
Yeah, why would he?
You know, everybody knows if you're trying to get laid, you need a Maxima. So
is that a Nissan?
Yeah.
Nissan is synonymous with sexual intercourse.
Yeah. Like D12 said, chase some girls in the black Maxima. The passenger almost fractured her neck bone looking back at us.
Look at Monty having the Maxima lines just on party. Yep.
Whoa, wait, you know that's wrong. Seeing your girl so young in a thong, you have to practice abstinence to be safe. I don't really care much as of late. If you want to tell someone, then go tell the nation. You can't stop me from having this romantic sensation. Man, if you love
me. This is painful.
Yeah, that's why they make me watch this shit.
I torture him with this shit all the time.
They make me watch bad rap all the fucking time. Yep. All the time. It sucks.
Is this where you get your inspiration?
No.
Cut her mic. He is not about to have a romantic sensation. Cut her mic.
I love you.
You might start killing enemies, taking the violence like clownfish to anemones. Come on, man.
Like clownfish to anemones.
So many STDs.
Whoa, wait a minute. He just dropped some Finding Nemo facts in the middle of his absence rap. You mean he's already he's driving the pussy wagon. He knows, you know, that clownfish eat anemones. You mean to tell me that this dude just can't just get puss whenever he wants? I don't believe
it. The rap is about choosing not to. Absence isn't about Mraz getting
hat
pussy.
On, you know what I'm saying? He's ready, bro.
Jason Mraz hat.
Yeah.
The Jason Mraz hat.
When you do it prematurely, don't have sex. Come on, bro. Don't have sex.
Is he telling the two guys in the car not to have sex? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold 4 days before the Colin Pine shooting.
For real.
Bruh.
Yo, man, get off my back. Not gonna listen till you give me some facts. When having sex, be aiming for babies. Come on, dude, no ifs, ands, or maybes. Getting down and dirty in 7-Eleven ain't gonna earn you that sweet ticket to heaven.
What?
Wait, getting down and dirty in 7-Eleven? Yeah. Like, step up your game.
Yeah. I've seen some shit.
You remember it like the Humpty Dance, Digital Underground, you know, Humpty Hump said he once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. So maybe that's the white America equivalent is fucking in 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's just the thing. Having sex is wrong unless you're marrying. So many STDs, you won't.
He pointed at the wrong finger.
Know what to do. Gonorrhea, syphilis, just to name a few. Don't have sex. Don't have sex.
What a great hook, man.
Don't have sex.
Inspector Gadget
Come on, bro. Don't have sex.
Don't have sex. No, sex isn't all about the hype. Gotta wait until your girl is ripe.
What?
Just playing with your son.
Wait till she's ripe.
Oh my god.
Yeah, wait till she's ripe.
Is ripe. What does he mean by ripe?
Well, he grabbed at his boobs, Wait until she's got boobies.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know how.
Isn't ripe another word for like stinky? Right. Like
I would say that Dusty's owner's fart earlier was ripe.
Yeah.
So if you want to wait till your girl is a wet, nasty fart, then I guess go ahead and wait, little weirdo.
Can still
go to 7-Eleven and just find one there.
Yeah. Pick him up at the front of the 7-Eleven with a slut.
Yeah, now I guess I see you're right. Abstinence is the way to go.
Abstinence.
Man, I can really let off that hoe. Don't have sex.
The guy in the middle is like the Nate Dogg of this group.
Don't have sex. Come on, bro. Don't have sex.
Oh, God.
Oh, I would love to watch them do a react video to this. Like, years later, they have to watch themselves.
Token black people on your show makes you extra racist. Where are my Asian brothers at? Also, keto does not defy the laws of thermodynamics. Your TD remains the same. Hashtag science bitch.
Science bitch. Keto.
Yeah, but to be fair, I am 1/1000th Asian. So technically, that's not true. I just made that up. So.
We'll reach out to our Asian.
I mean, honestly, fan base. If you take a DNA test, there might be a surprise in there. I know many people that have been surprised by some random shit.
I've taken mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Justin
Billy
Wang
has
on
the most
show?
Boring one.
Yes. That surprises how white Asian? I am.
Yes, Justin Wang was on the show.
You know what? They mailed Billy a vanilla ice cream cone with his DNA test when he got
yeah.
it back.
And a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
And a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah, yep.
Ugh. The Gallic jar from Amazon?
Yeah, I just have to show them my DNA test. I get 50% off every jar of Hellman's or Best Foods I purchase.
Here's a rap about Bill Clinton being a rapist.
Oh shit.
Bill Is it by Bill Clinton?
Rapist, yeah, he's a rapist.
I want that shirt.
A rapist, yeah, he's a rapist. A rapist, yeah, he's a rapist. Bill Clinton is a rapist, yeah, he's a rapist. Who's a rapist? Yeah. Bill Clinton is. He's raped and raped and raped and raped so many women with no shame. Makes it look like a game. How many lives do you destroy? Too many to name. He's raped.
I appreciate the message,
like
but
game.
The passion, like
yeah,
what got him so motivated to? And yeah. I think I've seen two He's, different
this
Bill Clinton
Linda Tripp's son.
Yeah, he is a fan of the cool kids philosopher Ben Shapiro. I can call it now. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and call it. Facts don't care about your feelings and all that shit. That's a cool rape shirt, though. I mean, not if you're Bill Clinton. If that sucks
cool
if you're
rape
him. But,
shirt.
I mean, as far as rapey presidential shirts go, that's definitely in my top five.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a top five t-shirt, right?
So yeah. much, he probably has AIDS. Have you seen him? He'll die any day. Slick Billy's got a sick Billy. It ain't no secret, like to get a bit filthy, but a serial rapist is just wrong, man. It needs some attention while I wrote
this
song.
Is that the
song.
Ice cream cone
yeah.
I got from...
Yeah. It was delivered to you by this man.
Oh, man. Let us gather around, we gotta bring it. Get in a circle, baby. Let's
bring it.
Bill knows. Yeah.
Thank you, PT Ham. Guys, we are so close to the goal not to make it, and I want to let you guys know there's probably about, like, 50 minutes or so of the show left.
Smash that fucking goal.
It's
almost like just under an hour of the show left. Like
it's true, though. Like Bill Cosby, Bill Clinton, if your name is Bill, you're a rapist. It's just a fact.
Damn.
So what about you?
Wow. Yeah, my name's Will. So it's like you can call me Bill and you're Billy the Fridge.
It's true. That's true.
Me too.
Moving on.
You know what? Who was the football player?
I'm mad because you were the one that brought it up.
Didn't you like randomly get followed by Jerry Rice?
Yeah, Jerry
Twitter?
Rice a couple times. Then he unfollows and refollows. It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Manny, what's the link to send video suggestions? If you have the email, DPM, drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. Right?
Yeah, drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. And then there's also a content section in the Discord that I check. Also, so there's two places.
Fill our coffers with delicious content.
Here's a geometry rap.
Oh,
my
shit.
My favorite form of math.
I like these drums.
Best part of the song.
At least these kids look cool.
Oh, wow.
Hey, goat. That's a goat.
What's this dude in the black shirt doing?
Hello, everybody. It's your friend Jack, and here is my math rap. I'm here today lay down bars.
This hurts.
You know- it's hard when you can't tell if they're lesbians or mathletes, right? I'm so confused right now.
They're lesbian mathletes.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
No math, then you will go far. The raps aren't hot, they will burn. Through this rap, you will learn.
Oh,
don't believe me. Here's a sample, so let's all go do an example.
He should be.
Didn't come
His parents are crying.
What shape's area is pi r squared?
Pi r round?
What?
Not squared? Pi r round?
If you didn't know.
Have you ever had a square pie? No, they're always round.
I've had a square pizza, and pizza is considered a pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think it's unfair to say pi r squared when pi r usually round.
Facts and logic.
Wes is like, Wes is like a genius over here, and he's just shaking his head at you. He's just.
I do that for Wes.
Yeah.
Ugh, I feel so bad for you, Wes.
Wes is on the casting couch. See, that's round. That's a round pie.
I'm just kidding. It's actually blue. Math is my favorite.
Do you know? Do you know what the number for pi is?
3.14 is as far as I can go.
Yeah.
I can't go any further.
Wes is over there like, I know.
Wes
is
like, he can go to like the 3.14.
It's like, isn't it like 3.14 like infinite?
Well, it's four, and it's a series of numbers that goes on.
Oh, okay.
For as far as we know,
3.145.
Yeah.
It goes on infinitely, but I can only know 3.14. I don't even know
I
the
used
next
to
one.
Know more.
Is it 5? 3.14.
3.14159265. I think that's as much as about as far as I know.
Wes got about 7 deep. That's not bad. I
7 inches.
I just know 3.14.
Oh, okay. We just have people dropping pie in the chat now.
Everybody donate a pie donation right now. 3.14 pie donation.
Yeah, so I would definitely like some pie. So I only eat apple pie too, but I will fuck up an apple pie.
I like banana cream pie.
It's the only pie that's worth a shit.
Yeah.
Pecan pie. What are you fuckers talking about?
Pecan pie? What's a pecan pie?
You've never had one?
No, I've had one, but why is someone saying it's good?
Yeah.
A lot of people like
exactly.
it.
Why are you saying it's not good?
A pecan pie is like, let's put some nuts on top of some maple syrup and let it congeal. Fuck off.
You haven't had the right pecan pie, though.
I obviously haven't.
Next time you're in New Orleans.
My Aunt Becky makes it with mayonnaise.
What?
No.
It was a white person thing.
Oh, okay.
I need to come down to New Orleans and eat some of your pecan pie after I decide to jump off the keto train. Oh, is this going to be good? The comeback kid.
Johnny Dunn.
That all white.
People want to hate because I did it on my own. Used to be broke.
Say, part of the real man.
Jobs now, so we all feel grown. Greatest of all time, put it on my tombstone.
Is this Baked Alaska?
People want to hate. Traveling different cities and
this
different states.
Alaska.
Come back, kid. I got to hit the weights. When it's all over, mention me with the greats. Motivate the youth. I'm a living legend like George Herman Ruth. Never been in a booth. Made this from my basement, living out my truth. Settling in life, that's my biggest fear. I'd rather die twice. No excuses, gotta go all in. When I make it out, I'ma start balling. People wanna hate cause I did it on my own. Used to be broke and we drank Keystone. Got jobs now, so we all feel grown.
I think they're hating because you suck, dude.
Yeah.
That's
this, first off, shout out to the white man with Coolio's hair. So that's just an exercise in awesomeness. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like nobody else is trying to rock. Like Coolio abandoned that a while ago.
I don't
you know,
I don't like how he does his bandana though.
Yeah.
His
bandana's way off.
Yeah.
He looks like he's wearing his dishwasher work shirt from the diner he works at in that beach town.
He just got off work.
Only button down, he had a video.
It's got the name tag on it, right? Dunn's Lumber or something?
That does look like a work shirt, so.
Maybe he's proud of his day job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them dishes ain't gonna wash themselves.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See, I'm on dishes now, but as soon I'll be on fries, and that's when the big bucks come in.
Oh, man, you had to use a Coming to America line.
Yeah.
Can you believe they're making Coming? They're making a sequel to Coming to America?
That's Louis Anderson's line in fucking Coming to America.
That's genuinely my favorite comedy movie.
Great movie. Like,
Are they going to ruin it with the sequel?
Probably.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Monty, you see, you remember the thing that I always tell you about? And then you see what just happened? I told you. About Coming to America
Friday?
In Friday, yeah.
Yes. Now we're on here. You might have to elaborate.
No. We're going to keep going with the cringe rap because I want to see where this goes.
All right.
Greatest of all time, put it on my tombstone. People wanna hate, traveling different cities and different states. Come back, kid, I gotta hit the weights. When it's all over, mention me with the greats.
Every dude named Brian from Florida.
Yeah.
That's good.
For the win, yes. Yes.
Uh-oh.
This is like my weed dealer.
What is going on? What is he doing to Danford? What are you doing? What are you? What is going on? I'm not comfortable here.
You looked me in the eyes and went in for the kiss. Out of everything, that's probably what I miss.
Can we put the abstinence rap back on?
That's probably what I miss. What I miss. Probably what I miss. Probably what
Socks
I miss.
And sandals.
The most.
Yes. Oh, come on.
Anastasia, could you kiss this guy?
No.
He's got four loco.
In their heart, some don't want
I
shit
would
to
need a ton of that lineup? In order to kiss him.
Four loco.
Wanna restart? Some do they best to forget, but how you gonna forget?
Doesn't that taste like really sugary?
Four loco?
Yeah.
It tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah.
And like old stale beer.
The best way I've heard it described, it's like liquid hard candy with grain alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Jesus. That sounds terrible.
I've had it before. Do you remember, there was another one called Sparks? Remember Sparks?
Oh, dude.
That had like caffeine in it, too.
That was my favorite drinking and driving alcohol.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it had a shit. It was like Red Bull and malt liquor mixed together, basically.
Yeah, it was just energy beer.
Ugh.
And it was like 99 cents. No, it was 99 cents for a while. Then they raised the price, so they came out with something called Tilt, which was a ripoff of Sparks that was 99 cents. We were fucking dirty kids, so we would just go with whatever was closest to a buck.
Tastes better than Steel Reserve, right?
Yeah.
That shit was legit. Like true love, two turtle doves.
Four plus
10 kisses, 10
hold
hugs.
His balls?
He's trying to moonwalk?
I
held you by the waist and I let you blaze the blunt and you looked me in the eyes
as
you fired it up.
Anastasia, you're a female perspective here.
I'm nauseous.
She's like,
We need the female perspective.
I think this is all playing in reverse. I think they're trying to do some creative shit. Like, it's all going backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to be creative by moonwalking on their country path.
I don't know about the creative part, but it sure is shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely shit.
This guy
but
needs to get
trying.
A Nissan
they're
Maxima.
They're trying really hard.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yes. That's
I bet
my
you
exact
not.
Thought.
Bandcamp open on his MacBook.
Oh, man.
I'm going to his
Buckeyes.
Website right now. Pin
yeah.
Is this one of the kids that got touched?
No, they weren't kids.
We
in
don't.
The thing.
We
yeah,
so.
They weren't kids.
They weren't kids.
Maybe this kid was getting a scholarship for the golf team. What the fuck?
What's up with his mouth?
He's got a... He uses a grill protector instead of an actual grill.
He looks like Cartman's frog puppet.
Yeah. did he do this for his Make-A-Wish?
This sucks so fucking bad.
I feel like this is one of the Whack Pack dudes.
Oh, did he just say only rich niggas do something? Wait, what?
Did he say that?
I think he did.
We gotta
go
back.
We gotta replay the tape. Did he really?
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Ass whipping all they bitches with a bear. Try to be sitting my dick in a pussy cat. So many of my children be in jail. Only rich niggas can get bail.
Yep. Can get bail, I think he said.
About that life. You know what sucks? He sounds a lot like Kodak Black.
Oh my God, he does.
Did he say he puts his dick in a pussycat?
Yeah.
Pinthehood.com does not exist anymore. Because I just tried to go to the site.
Oh, damn.
And there's nothing.
Isn't that what they were saying about Shane Dawson?
That Shane Dawson fucked his cat?
Yeah.
That's what they were saying, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a weird rumor.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Or he came on it or something?
Oh, shit. Damn, dude.
All niggas can do is crazy.
Oh. Stop! Somebody get Timmy a fucking sandwich.
Can we look
him
up and see if he's actually still alive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Pinthehood.com.
That's why the site doesn't exist anymore.
He couldn't.
Yeah, pin.
This is definitely a Make-A-Wish. This boy was not supposed to live. Is he in a wheelchair? Is that...
All my rich niggas being
Can we count how many times he says this?
Yeah, we need a counter.
And they give bitches with a dance. They have motherfucking zero stance. My homies only getting them by chance.
This is so bad.
They can't even look at the camera because they know how bad it is. They're like, shit. this kid's dying of leukemia.
They're like, come on, little Josh wants to rap. Yeah. Mom, you've heard him rap. You know it. Just come support him.
You go sit in his rap video. Mom, he drops the N-bomb, Mom. It's cringy.
He
fucks cats, Mom.
Yeah. Mom, he's proud about fucking a cat, Mom.
So we're 95 away, guys. 95 away from the goal. So if you can do us a solid and get to the goal, that would be awesome. Here's a rap, I think, trying to convince people to quit smoking.
Oh, that's going to work.
I'm down with LCC because we're going smoke-free.
No more smoking, so no more choking, and I'm not joking. Give it a thought, head to the far side of
this
the park.
This is that kid's mom.
Even if you're addicted, don't be conflicted.
You've got to move.
No.
I like how Anastasia has the exact same reactions to all of this as
she's
I
like,
fucking
no.
do. This is...
Oh, man.
You move to the perimeter. You are the inhibitor.
You down with LCC.
They had to just stop the music for him.
They auto-tuned
it just didn't
him,
fit.
Too. Yeah, they auto-tuned him. Yeah. Stop the music and everything. That guy's in charge of our streets.
Yes. Yeah.
He's supposed to keep us safe.
Yeah. Change his name to Smog because he's spitting hot fire.
Finish this, guys.
Oh, yes. All right, now we're way closer.
Away.
94%.
Dickless penises.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dickless penises just scam.
Yeah, that's like an inside joke from way back in the day. We were called the dickless penises.
The dickless penises inside.
We're going smoke free. Get out with LCC because we're going smoke free.
It took guts to reduce our butts.
Like the planet, I'm taking it for granted. You know we care. If you need help, we're always there.
It's something special when the fucking weirdo white moms are the best rappers on the track.
Yeah.
I would need counseling if my mom ever did this.
Yeah.
Serious, intense therapy.
Yeah, my mom knows better. Like, my mom would never try this shit. She would never.
My mom used to embarrass me because my mom is, like, admittingly, like, a really good dancer. And, like, when I was a kid, we've had, like, dances at my school. My mom would dance, and people would be like, your mom's a good dancer. And it would embarrass the shit out of me.
Really? I brought my mom to dances, and
it was embarrassing
we would dance
it was
together.
My mom.
was she, like, a dirty dancer or what?
No, not really.
She was a stripper.
Ballroom dancing?
No, she wasn't.
What type of dancing did your mom do that people were like, that's great dancing? Was it, like, salsa?
Lap dances.
Anastasia has a certain type of mom. She assumes everybody's mom.
I am a certain type of mom.
Ready to quit. We'll make it legit.
Don't be a cynic. Head to the clinic.
You down with LCC because we're going smoke free. You down with LCC because we're going smoke free.
LSD
is time to sound the break.
Yeah, I want to take LSD.
Did they just throw glitter?
Time
did they just
to
throw
educate.
Glitter?
It is our fate. So here's the date.
Thank you, Dale, for the 50.
Dale Griffiths with that big nifty 50.
There you go.
You down with LCC, cause we're going smoke free. You down with LCC, cause we're going smoke free. You down with LCC, cause we're going smoke free. You down with LCC, cause we're going smoke free.
How did these two pick all the other nurses?
Because they're
to be the ones.
All the dudes that come on suck so bad they have to cut the beat, put autotune on them and everything. I think these women were the best rappers in the fucking entire building.
Plus boobs.
And, yeah, boobs go this far.
Even mom boobs.
Yeah. Even Milky Mom Saggers
boobs
are
boobs.
Boobs.
Oh, look at the cop on the Segway or whatever the hell this
way.
Is.
Yeah.
He's got a siren too?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The guy who owned the Segway company died on a Segway going
on
off
a Segway.
Cliff.
Yes,
really.
I was just about to fucking say that shit.
Really?
You beat me to it. Yeah. He fucking actually drove off a bridge or something.
It was a cliff.
Doing a Segway demonstration.
Yeah,
that's sad.
That is.
It's
like,
pretty funny though.
Crazy.
I mean, as far as ironic deaths go, that's pretty funny.
Because if he never would have invented that Segway, he'd have lived like.
Yeah.
What, probably 30, 40 more years?
Probably. I don't know how old he was.
He probably. You think he would have been independently wealthy without the Segway, though? Would you rather die young, having been wealthy, or live 40 extra years in suffering?
I would actually like to die on the thing that I created that was super famous. That's a good way to go.
Yeah, I would like to die fucking.
Period. Full stop. End of scene. That's it.
Yes. Yes! Variable.
$10 away.
Really? What the fuck was that?
I puked on myself.
Why? We
had me and him had a drinking contest. Yeah. And it lasted like 6 hours, and in the end, he finally threw up all over himself. And he didn't have a bucket, so he just like threw up all over his stomach.
And I didn't
everything.
Really care because I was so fucking wasted. It was bad.
Yeah, it I was don't ever want to get drunk with you.
What? There was a lot of alcohol. I did.
That was the
shots.
Last time he got really, really shit faced. I think
I did 4 shots of tequila in a row.
Yeah, we had this wheel that we would spin, and it had all different types of alcohol. It was like a trivia contest, and if you were losing at the end of each round, you had to spin the wheel. And some of the things were other stuff like smoking weed or like, was hot sauce on there?
We had wasabi.
Wasabi, okay.
Why?
And then
it was
people wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
We say
yeah.
that all the time when they tell us about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did 4 shots of tequila in a row, and that triggered my vomit after like 25 shots
and
earlier.
I took Joe on too, and he lost in like an hour.
Yeah, he was like an hour and a half.
What is play some High Billies?
High Billy.
Oh, that's this meme that we have where it starts off with someone going, "Hi, Billy." And then
to Billy.
Well, yeah. it's just like "Hi, Billy." And then
it's
they
from
play
a movie.
Yeah. And then they play a random clip. It's like so random. But these kids,
they love it.
They love it.
Yeah.
They
can,
love
what
it.
Can we do?
Yeah.
Like this.
Hi, Billy.
Cause we're about to fly a plane into this motherfucker.
Stop.
What's the music at the end of the High
it's
Billy?
From this,
I mean it.
It's from this religious movie that came out a long time ago. Oh shit, we're at exactly at 100%.
Yes.
Whoa.
There you go.
That was cool.
We done it.
That's awesome.
Dude, someone sent me a really crazy video. I don't know why they sent it to me. It's crazy. It's it's uh-oh. People at a stud farm, like collecting horse semen. I'm like, why did you send that to me?
What?
Don't they have like to, they fill up this giant fucking bottle?
Don't
of
they
it.
Have to massage the horse's prostate? With,
I don't.
Like, their
I
fist?
Didn't watch it to see how they did it. Okay. I just saw what it was, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know, like, I've seen them, like, with cows, they have to punch the cow's butthole to make them come, to collect the cum. Yeah. Like, they just punch the butthole.
What kind of porn are you into?
It's not even porn. It's National Geographic.
It's like really at a farm, yeah.
Children's porn. Yeah. So they can watch it for free, and their parents just think they're learning.
Yeah.
So if you punch a cow in the butt, you make them come?
I've never heard of that before.
Well, yeah, that's how
I
mean, they... That's how
I think
they,
you should test it out, Billy. Go.
I have an anti-racism rap. This is anti-racism.
Okay, so now it's time to get back here to Slam.
Out of Australia, by the way.
From last week.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
So we've got 79.
9? 67. Dude, that kid is so small compared to the kid next to him.
55.
Shut up, Billy. Yeah. That's me.
Okay, 98. I'm
sorry,
great Anastasia. Work.
Of course, she's a favorite. What are you, Asian? Is that why you're so good at math?
Asian.
But you got black skin. What are you, a blackanese or something?
Damn.
It's so mean.
Oh, damn.
You get it? What is racism? What do you do about it?
It's so bad, dude.
Face the racism. How do you deal with racism? Kick the racism. How do you deal with racism? Kick the racism.
Was
how
Arnold
do you
being
deal
racist?
With racism? Kick the racism. Kick the racism.
Arnold Schwarzenegger being racist?
Stand by,
that way
do nothing
kicked.
While it happens. Their actions we must
so
examine.
So violence is
nothing's
how you
changed
get rid of racism.
Yeah, why is he trying to kick this girl?
This girl looks really tall, too.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
she could kick the shit out of this
you really
girl.
Gonna talk shit to the tall girl in class?
Yeah, yeah.
That's gonna be walking in and calling Shaquille O'Neal a fucking loser. I would never do
like
that.
You remember on wrestling when, like, Test, when he was still alive, he would do that thing where he would just run and just kick you in the face?
Yeah, yeah.
If Didn't she, steal if that from she Nash? Kicked racism right now, she would definitely go to jail for that. It'd be funny as shit, though. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, kick the racism. Like, let's see what...
Yeah,
unity, the act of individuals to make a real movement,
so
create real change, stand proud
it.
And prove it. You're not better than me,
it's tiny.
You're equal
it
to me,
very
not above you, I'm always beside you.
I'm tiny.
You just
he's talking shit.
Yeah, there's the smaller kids.
This is really bad.
Yeah. What is... I'm trying to catch it. Like, what are we...
Reed Naylor thinks it's so bad that it's making him racist.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's not this rap's intent.
You know what? I know how to reverse it.
It's having the opposite effect.
I know how to... Yeah, this is so bad it's having the opposite effect, so I think
how
this...
can you reverse racism? Oh, no. No. Didn't I ask for this recently?
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit back, relax. I'll tell you how I became a victim, just listen to the facts.
What?
This is so fucked. I fucked Ben.
I fucked Ben.
No, stop.
Dude, that's... Dude, no, do you realize
I
that now that's going
to
be a
I
quote?
I need to see what they do with this Fresh Prince thing. All
it's
right?
Not my fault.
That's awesome.
Dude, someone's going to clip that.
There's a Nazi you, cringe rap. It's not my fault.
I fucked Ben.
It's not my fault.
Why'd you have to out us like that?
Okay, the sluttiest thing I've ever done was Ben.
Okay.
Damn it. You guys like vinegar?
I do like vinegar. I put vinegar on French fries. I think that shit's
a lot of
really
people
good.
Do. They have yeah. like malt vinegar. At
well, oh, yeah, so do we eat soggy French fries?
Yeah, malt vinegar is the shit.
Not too much, but I'll put like malt vinegar. Like at the fair, they always have like malt vinegar.
Really?
Yeah. At least I haven't been to a fair in Washington, but the fairs I went to as a kid in Ohio, yeah, they would cut those like ribbon fries, like the long spiral like ribbon fries, and they'd have the malt vinegar to pour on it.
Yeah, we have normal fares here. Like,
oh no. There's nothing normal about
deep
this
fried
place.
Oreos and corn dogs.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah, we have that
cake.
Too. Yeah, we have that too.
And elephant ears.
Fair food.
Yeah, I like salt vinegar chips too.
In Warsaw, Poland, born and raised in the synagogues where I spent most of my days praying and preaching and acting all cool and using the Torah as my tool.
Do you think he did this as part of like a school project?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't think we need to watch this. When I said Nazi cringe rap, I was trying to find people who are like pro-Nazi, not the history of Nazi.
Someone just said putting malt vinegar on fries in the UK is a big thing. I remember that when I was there.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, like when you go to get fish and chips at a pub there, yeah, there's a big thing of vinegar, like a bottle of it. Don't they have it at like Red Robin too on the table?
They probably, I don't know if they have it on the table.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Five Guys has the malt vinegar next to the ketchup, and I think Ivers does malt vinegar as well. The fish and chips here in Washington.
Yeah.
So it's a known thing. It's better than mayonnaise.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes. We hear you now.
Okay. Damn, I had some good one-liners back there. Fuck.
I bet you did, too, because you've been hitting some zingers tonight.
So I think tonight...
I feel like such an asshole.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. like, when we can hear you, it's the mic's problem. You need a different mic at this point.
Okay. That was on his...
No, you don't have to change it right now. So I think the next post show is just going to have to be like a way longer one, and we just won't do one tonight.
Yeah, I got to run to my little
show. So the next post show, to make up for it, we'll do it longer than the usual post
show. Are we starting early on Tuesday as well?
Yeah, we have to because we
have... Do we know what time?
I'm going to have to look back at my DMs with him.
Sliding them DMs.
Yeah, I slid into Guru Larry's DMs.
It's whatever. We're all grown.
Yeah.
We're all adults here.
Yeah, so where are we with time right now? Let's see. Probably got like 10 to 15 minutes.
Excellent.
That's a really specific time to end the show. But I get it. I'm with it, though.
I'm always watching the counter, so I always know. Like, I usually want to make every show about the same amount of time, usually about 2.5 hours. So we're getting
look
there.
Look at that cute cat on that chair.
Where?
It's like my cat. It's kind of blending into the window.
On the back of Nazi rap dude. Also, just randomly, like, look in their armoire, their shiver robe, right? And there's like a bunch of dolls just sitting right there on the top. Do you see them?
Yeah, those are weird dolls.
What the fuck are those? Can you zoom in on video, Ben? Can you zoom
No, I can't.
Are those all Yoda?
Yeah, because that's Luke right there.
Dude, I saw a video that was viral like a year ago, but I didn't see it until last night. And I was really high, like laying around, and I saw it, and it made me laugh my fucking ass off. Like, I was crying laughing so hard. Have you seen the video where the guy dressed up as like a cartoon cat is like rocking the fuck out of some drums? Have you seen that shit?
No.
Oh my god,
no,
dude.
No.
It blew my fucking mind. Hold on, I'll play it for you. It's crazy how good this cartoon cat is at playing drums. I'm just grabbing the video
Is he playing like Tom Sawyer?
Dude, he's playing like really fast, like almost like hardcore style
drums.
Is
it Cool Cat?
No.
That would be awesome.
It's here, I'll play it. He's playing it along to some like Japanese sounding like kids song.
He's a cartoon.
All right. What? Watch. He starts off really.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
It is awesome. It's like he gets like bored with his job or something and is like, fuck it.
Watch. It starts to get more and more complex as he goes on.
Yeah. He's already good though.
In like these crazy outfits like this.
Oh, I love this guy.
Listen. So, and then he takes the costume off to reveal he's Neil Peart.
Hannibal, if we got costumes like this for our live performances, would your costume have to have a mask on it, or would the costume count as the mask?
Yeah,
that's the signature.
Ooh, no, I would get a mask, but that is a very smart question, Billy the Fridge.
Yeah. Yes. I would suggest from a design standpoint. Your character would have to be wearing
someone
a mask.
In the chat said he needs to be a metal band drummer. He is. There is a band out there. I can't
definitely
remember.
Definitely is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I found the band like last night when I was looking around, but I can't remember its name right now.
Yeah, that dude is fucking incredible on the drum. Yeah. That shit is amazing. You know what I'm saying? And he did that shit to like old kid song too. That is just, you know, give credit where credit is due.
Warren Berger said it's the drummer from Pig Destroyer. I don't know if that's right.
Hold on a second.
He's doing that.
I don't
want to
play too much of this
because
I think.
Imagine him on like a 20-something piece.
Fuck. Oh, that was a joke. I don't know if Pig. I've heard of Pig Destroyer. I've never heard Pig Destroyer. Or there's gotta be. I don't know. So.
Pig Destroyer sounds like a good, like it would be a quality metal band.
I'm just reading the chat. So.
Just reading the chat.
Yeah, I was watching videos of the whole band last night. I can't remember their name though. I was trying to, let's see, I think, it's, here it is. This is the last
one. Not Falling For It Twice is not the drummer from Def Leppard. Stop.
The drummer from Def Leppard only has one arm.
Yeah, I was about to say. he grew up back another limb and put on a cat suit.
Yes, yes. I learned that from the Bloodhound Gang before I paid attention.
I really don't want to play too much of this because I think this is like copyrighted shit, you know? So I'll just play like a little snippet of it here.
Okay, stop.
Yeah. This is that guy's band?
Yeah, yeah. The drumming cat is in this band.
I think I prefer. Oh,
wow. And there's like a bear.
I prefer the Country Time band.
See the cat in the back?
Yeah.
And there's like a frog.
Yeah, huh? Same cat.
Yeah. And there's like a vampire teddy bear in this weird yellow thing. I don't know what the fuck it is. Is the singer?
It's gotta get so hot.
Yeah. Like,
doing that on a stage, yeah. Under lights. Mm-hmm.
I always wondered that about, like, the people who work at Disney World in the, like, Florida sun in, like, yeah, August, dude, that have to dress like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, they've had some updates to the suits to try and help that, but, like...
Yeah, you'd be sweating your ass off.
They were getting crotch rot and stuff.
Ugh.
Because of the suits really? Being... No, that's what... There was, like,
why do you know this?
I watched, like, a documentary on it.
I don't like
you
that
watch
term,
a lot of weird shit.
Rot, yeah.
You watched a crotch rot documentary?
Yeah.
A Disney crotch rot documentary.
Yeah. I needed to watch that.
it's an epidemic,
the
all right?
The dark side of Disney.
Yeah.
Michael Moore was behind it.
Crotch rot.
Yeah. Disney crotch. And then a necrotic Disney crotch rot. It's no big deal.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I need to find this band because I've become a fan.
Yeah, so the cat's name is Nyango Star.
Nyango? Like Nyang Cat?
Yeah, yeah, but like, so it's like half that and half Ringo Star.
Yeah.
So
nice.
What are the other people in the band?
Which is funny because Ringo Star actually wasn't a very talented drummer.
No.
Believe it or not. He actually plays in a band where there's another drummer in the same band with him. I think he might be picking up his slack or something.
I've heard of metal bands that have two drummers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
but that's a weird phenomenon.
It's known that Ringo Starr, I mean, he's competent, but he's not a drummer. He could not play what we just watched this guy do.
He's better than me, probably.
Not at all. Yeah. Doesn't Slipknot have two drummers?
They have like a percussionist, like an extra percussionist. I don't know what kind of drums. I don't think he plays a normal drum kit, but maybe.
Okay.
There's another band that's like Slipknot called Mushroom Head, and they kind of do a similar thing too. They're from Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I was about to say Ben is like a fountain of random useless information. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah, you should.
I love it.
Like go on Jeopardy, man, and then fucking like rack up.
Fuck the guy that's on Jeopardy now is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's insane.
Wow.
They might have to change the format of Jeopardy after this guy leaves.
I mean, Alex Trebek
has raping it.
Pretty much a terminal cancer diagnosis right now.
You think they'll replace him?
No. Maybe.
They'll probably end it.
They replaced Bob Barker, and he was on Price is Right forever. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. I just watched a documentary on Netflix about Price is Right. There was a guy that like memorized every single price for everything.
I saw that. I watched that scene. Dude, that guy was brilliant. The only thing he couldn't really do that he couldn't help was spinning the wheel. That's so random, but if he could get past that, he helped someone guess the exact amount of the showcase. And when you do that, you win both showcases. If your bid is like to the dollar exact. And this guy spent years studying how to win all these games and the average prices.
Wow.
He had like these charts. Wasn't he like an accountant or something like that?
He sounds like Rain Man.
He was kind of.
Who the fuck likes Price is Right that much?
Exactly.
He got banned. He got banned for life.
He didn't get banned.
He did get banned eventually.
Price is Right, and he just goes to the fucking grocery store and memorizes the price of everything.
He got banned. He used to make these like spreadsheets with all the...
Not just spreadsheets. Yeah. He coded up game versions of the games they play on stage.
Yeah, he was a programmer.
To mark probability. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. And he's such a fucking like you said he was like
he was like living your grandma or like in your mom's basement kind of.
Yeah, it was so pathetic. Like Ben's
there
like,
was
he
was, a guy
he was brilliant.
Did something
like, he was
similar
brilliant.
With the game
pathetic.
Show Press Your Luck.
I mean
the Press Your Luck guy was awesome.
He used to stand he would like meet people in line to get in and like be like, I'll help you. And people would look to him. He would always get the like opening bid. Hey, did you know Price is Right is coming to Seattle to do a show?
Really?
It's not going to be on TV, but it's the same game. I did it in Las Vegas one year, and someone I was with actually got called up on stage and got to play. And you actually win the prizes and shit.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's just such a strange, just like, so for part of the fun of being on Price is Right is being on TV. If I'm just doing that shit for a non-live studio audience, who wants to do that? I want the fucking cameras. I want my family to be watching this shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to play Kalinko. I want to spin the big fucking wheel and like, guess on the show.
What if they were like, yeah, you can be on, but I'm sorry, you can't wear the mask. We don't allow masks on our show. We want to see your face.
Well, why? Why do they need to see my face? All I need to know is how much rice aroni costs, right? So I got
$2.79.
Oh,
is it New Orleans prices or California prices?
Yeah, that
Ooh,
is.
See, and that's the question that nobody has. See, this is why Billy and I, you know, this is why we connect, because I think about that all the time. Because like, if I get it at Kroger, I'm paying one price. But if I get it at fucking Walgreens or CVS, it's a whole different fucking price structure.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when they hit you with the actual retail price, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Where are we buying this shit at?
Yeah. Bob? See here, right?
They only do it by California.
Yeah, because
I just read up on all this. So yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah, we don't even have Kroger here. We have QFC, which is owned by Kroger. They sell like the Kroger brand products and shit there. But it's even more expensive here, though. Everything here is more expensive.
The most expensive place to shop is like the little corner store with no prices, run by like the Asian man. And the Asian man always
they
like,
charge you like a $2 debit card fee.
Whatever I buy is always $8.
They got the hookah in the back
across
room.
The board. $8.
Like, $8. That's $8. That's $8. And I'm like, what the fuck? I bought three things.
An $8 candy bar.
It's $24.
Pull out a thing, 25-cent thing, and now and later's is $6.99.
It's $8. $8. I swear they just do that to me too. Like everybody else comes in there and it's like, okay, that's $3.42. They have a whole grocery bag.
They
full
just
of
thought
shit.
You just looked like you had.
Yeah. They're like, if this fat guy's gonna shop here, he's gonna pay for it. I hate those places because I'm all, like, there's not just one type of place, right? But that type of place, every time, everything I get charged $8.
Trash.
Yep.
That's like the price I pay for being a big fucking buffoon. They think they can.
That's
get
why you
on
only
me.
Shop there when you need things that actually cost more than $8.
Oh, true. I could scam them.
Yes.
I'm like, let me get this brand new car, and he's like, $8. Shit. But I guess it's just that's like my tax because the same guy probably owns the buffet. So he sees me at the buffet, and then he sees me at his corner store, and he's like, nope. This is where you pay back, motherfucker. I saw you come down and suck down all those shrimp. You're done.
Yeah, whenever an all-you-can-eat buffet has shrimp, I'd fuck up all the shrimp. I always find the most expensive food, whether I want it or not, and I just gourd myself on that.
Crab legs.
Yeah.
Buffet crab specialty. Legs. Load up on crab legs. That's all you should eat.
My buddy. Every now and then, Golden Corral would do like, oh, we got lobster tails. Come in for lobster tails. I said, y'all fucked up. Yeah. I don't even like lobster like that, but I'm going to eat 30 of those shits.
Yeah. My buddy's doing like one meal a day thing where he just eats one meal a day, but he'll like eat a huge meal. So he's like talking me to go to the buffet with him and stuff. And we've been to like three buffets in the last couple weeks. And it's like, that's what you got to do when you're on keto. You got to hit that fucking like meat and shrimp and stuff.
Did we read through all the Streamlabs that came
out? No, I was going to do that right now.
Yeah, feel free to do that. And if you have any last ones you want to send in, guys, feel free to do that too. And while Billy is reading that, I'm going to bring up, I want to remind everybody, Brave Browser, check and see if you have any bats. Send us your bats. Rain guano on us, please, with your bats.
With your bats.
Yeah, send us the bats like that. Like I just showed you. How bats are sent. Do
okay,
it.
Okay, so there's a whole lot to read through here.
Go ahead, do it.
Mr. Blue said, did you ever find out what was on that USB someone sent your P.O. box a couple months ago? I thought it was a crusty CD. And I don't think it didn't play. So it was very weird for someone to send that. Clefson says, my fiance loves tornadoes and wants to chase one someday. He clearly wants me to die of a heart attack.
So here's the plan. This is what you should do. If he's going to, no matter what, have him take out a life insurance policy and don't go with him. If he's willing to get killed by a tornado, you shouldn't have to suffer because of it. Make him get a life insurance policy first so you can get paid if he gets fucking killed. Yeah. By a tornado.
Yeah, for sure.
Egghead says
you can't sue a tornado.
Egghead says the patron guest is from Enid. Huh, so am I. Small world.
I'm actually not from Enid. I lived there as a kid. I'm from Portland.
Okay. Creamsicle says, hey, Hannibal and Monty, do either one of you have any tattoos? Ben knows why I'm asking. Also, Billy,
you're doing his voice too.
Oh, my bad. Also, Billy, I am the owner of the Cream Team. It's my fucking name, and it was me and Ardrix's idea, bitch.
Actually, Pat Patterson created the Cream Team. Ooh. Dude, there's a roast of Bruce Pitcher that's on YouTube now. You gotta watch it because Pat Patterson's one of the panelists on it, and he gets hit with the gay jokes all, like throughout the whole thing. It's hilarious.
Spirit Flame says, donating $5 to both DPN, Hannibal, and Monty. I'm sorry about those who took back their shit. That sucks. Keep your heads up.
Thank you.
We have Manny says, what happens if someone kidnaps and rapes the governor's daughter, granddaughter, or other female family member with the intent of getting them pregnant, then letting them go to raise the rape baby?
Hey, according to all my conservative friends, that just means God wanted you to have that baby.
God?
So they all said God
used that rapist to make you have a baby.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Like, I was telling Monty this, I came across a statistic the other day, and I haven't quantified this.
You are bringing up some
work. Do your goof.
Hannibal, you're breaking up super bad.
He's having a stroke.
Yeah.
Not the same type of stroke I'm having. Okay.
All right. Let me know when it gets better. God damn it.
I love this bit.
I think you're good now.
It's not a bit. It's actually happening.
Yeah, it always happens. Like, a Hannibal rant is about to begin, and he starts like, gets all choppy.
Or it
and
just
shit.
Cuts out. That's yep. the
it
best
just,
part.
It just gets crazy. It gets crucial. God damn it to hell. All right.
Yeah, that was derailed.
I'm good now.
And before we met our
goal, am I good now? Am I good? Am I still fucked up?
Yeah, you're better now.
Just don't talk, and you'll be fine.
What I was gonna say was like, all of my super uber Christian friends feel like women that are victims of rape and that get pregnant, it's like, well, they wouldn't get pregnant unless God wanted them to have that baby. But then, like, I read a statistic that said 80% of kids raised in the foster system end up going to jail. So if you get raped, you keep the kid, and you're like, I don't want to keep it, and you put it in the foster care, and then the kid goes to jail. Did God want the kid to go to jail?
I mean, also with that same logic, you could say God wanted the woman to get raped and impregnated, too.
You know, 0% of the babies that are aborted grow up to be rapists, criminals, or anything, right?
y'all are missing the big picture. What Hannibal just said tells us that God sees the need for us to have more chairs and jeans. That's why it's sending those kids to work in jail.
And license plates.
Yeah,
so and license those plates. License right. plates, God.
Yeah.
Like, who else is going to clean up my trash off the side of the road?
I hate that fucking thing that they always say, too, like, every child is a blessing. That is such bullshit.
Jeffrey Dahmer was a blessing.
Like, yeah.
They say every child's a blessing. Hitler. I have like 17 kids, and I only like 3 of them. So, Ardrick said, before we met the goal, let's meet that goal, peasants. Suggesting again that you have goals for every 100 likes to get more people to like. We have Bruce Oak saying bump and 5. Thank you, Bruce. Greg said goal met to meet the goal. Bouse. Killer99 said the Hi Billy clip is from Lethal Weapon 3. My Knee says, do you guys like vinegar?
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
We read that one out loud. Caliphicent said, I work at Disney and saw the end of a parade once. It was whiplash to see the characters going from dancing and waving to taking their heads off, sweating, and looking like they're about to pass out. These guys are fucking pros.
As a random sidebar, I am banned for life from Disney World.
Why?
That's a story, man. We'll talk about it another time. I got banned from Disney World 2 different times. So.
How are you going to bring it up and then not tell us?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Cliffhanger.
As River Song says, spoilers.
Yeah, it's just a long, stupid story. It's just stupid. It's dumb. It's just me and my brother were just being dumb and just fucking, you know, trying to fuck bitches in the Magic Kingdom.
Did you guys use God's will to impregnate Minnie Mouse?
I don't know if it was God's will, but she was willing.
If she was willing, then it wasn't God's will, because we're now referring to all instances of rape as God's will.
Hey man, she was half black, half white. She was like biracial. You know what I'm saying? So fucking.
I don't know the math. About that life.
Yeah.
I don't get the half of that.
The half of it.
She's half black, half white, half black. So,
we have a couple of super chats as well. Okay. I'm Metal Monkey says Baby Metal Begins. Reed Naylor says this rap is making me racist. Monkey says, what's your all's opinion on Crip's YouTube cypher? I thoroughly enjoyed that collab. Just curious.
That cypher was fucking awesome. I became a fan of Dizzy 8 because of it. That shit was badass.
I need to watch it.
I think that was Crip's, or was that just the generic YouTube cypher? I follow a fuck ton of YouTube rappers, and they're all fucking awesome. All the ones I follow. If you want to know the best YouTube rappers, hit me up.
E.M. DeBlanc.
Screwface John, talking to you.
It's Screwface John.
Every chance he gets.
E.M. Dubois says, good to see you guys again, Hannibal and Monty.
Hey, thanks, E.M. Dubois. You.
Fucking love that dude.
I Metal Monkey again says, you know, Billy, I just recently started seriously listening to rap, and I now actually feel the cringe. Yeah. I Metal Monkey also said, and people said Weird Al was being disrespectful to Coolio. That was the little gross Malone lookalike. Metal Monkey also said pecan pie is amazing, Billy. Pecan pie probably is good. It probably is good. Just probably haven't had good pecan pie ever.
Yeah, you've had bullshit.
Coop Crew said, I like how the rapper clarified that being a serial rapist wasn't cool. Now I can just be a normal one. An Idea Guy says, I always thought I was part Native American, but I did 23andMe and found out that I'm 100% European and mostly British.
A lot of people.
What do I do with my life now?
A lot of white Americans think they're part Native American and they find out
they're not. Stop caring what race you are and live your life. That's what you should do.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But yeah, same happened to me. Damn it.
Yep.
Legacy A God says, I ate mild Popeyes because I'm white. Thoughts?
Should have got that spicy churches instead. Spicy.
You shouldn't even go to Popeyes.
Spicy churches for life.
Boom. Yeah. I had a rare experience. Like, me and the mongoose, and I won't get into who the mongoose is. I've explained it. Hung out for the first time in a while. We were getting together. He's like, I'll bring some Popeyes. This motherfucker brought mild. It's the whitest shit you can do to a black man.
Don't do it.
Warm me. Don't.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last two times you guys were on the show, didn't we devolve into like a Popeyes conversation?
It keeps happening. Yeah.
Like, cause I feel like people just keep trying me, bringing up these other bastard chickens.
For real. No, I agree with you 100%. Like, Popeyes like all the way.
Yeah, and Popeyes isn't just a black thing. We all love chicken. Chicken is delicious.
Everybody loves chicken. Everybody loves watermelon. Why do you guys got to bring this up racially? It's only there to divide us. It's only there to divide us.
Yeah, that's not what we're about. Like, we're trying to show that we all love fried chicken. Some people like Ben think Church's is the best. He's wrong.
I don't think it's the best. Actually, there's other that I like better. I mean, are we talking about fast food fried chicken? Or are we talking about just...
Yeah. I mean, I think it's only fair.
Fast food fried chicken, for sure.
So Azelle's doesn't count?
It's borderline.
It's a franchise, right?
It's a local franchise with no drive-thru windows.
That should count.
Is there more than one of them?
There's one in Dubai, I think.
Is there really?
I think they have one in Dubai,
That's crazy.
Maybe it's in Qatar. Counts. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know then.
Spirit is allergic to watermelon. Never mind. Not everybody likes watermelon. Watermelon can just go back to being racist.
Regarding the chicken, just whatever you do, if you ever find yourself in Sacramento, California, do not go to Kiki's Chicken. Everyone will recommend it. It's garbage. It's trash. Don't go to Kiki's. Avoid them like the plague.
Kiki's Noted. Chicken delivery service is not good.
Look. Look, a couple years ago, I put this post on Facebook, and I'm gonna share it with you guys because it's very, it's a very real, very, you know, applicable post. Said all the racial tension in America, all the political tension that exists. Here I sit in Popeye, surrounded by people of every color, every socioeconomic background, religion, and political stance, and we are all gathered peacefully, waiting on our $5 boxes. Okay, just saying. We could fucking solve racism with just all they need to do is keep the $5 box, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the mega look, the last time I was at Popeyes, they had a spicy chicken sandwich, and I was like, "What's the sauce y'all got on there?" And they said, the sauce is what makes it spicy. It's spicy mayonnaise." And I was like, "Y'all might have just solved racism right there."
Yep. Honestly, weed dispensaries and Popeyes have been bringing people of all races together for years now.
Listen, $5 box and some weed. Nigga, you described the rest of my night just now. You don't even know it.
Well, you got me wanting to go to Popeyes.
You guys are making me hungry.
For real. This whole stream, I've been dying for some fucking chicken because of you guys.
Why does Popeyes have a $5 box? Why does Taco Bell have a $5 box? Is this some sort of government psyop?
All right.
Is the same company?
I think white people to be more relative to the Hispanic and African American cultures. Yes. Is that what this is?
Sure. Yeah.
Dude, if you tell a Hispanic person that Taco Bell is part of their culture, they probably wouldn't be too happy about that.
Oh, we don't know what this is, but this ain't Mexican.
I was more referring to the $5 box.
What about Chipotle?
I love Chipotle.
Yeah.
It's quality.
Some gringo ass bullshit.
Quality. I wish they served mayonnaise on the burritos.
I've never had Chipotle once.
So nasty.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
It's gross.
This is delicious.
Mayonnaise is gross. No, I knew a girl with ADHD that would eat it by the spoonful because her metabolism was so fast.
I have ADHD and I would never. I also have ADHD. That sounds disgusting. Delicious.
I just knew a girl who did. She would eat it like it was fucking
Nando's is good. I agree with you. And we don't have to go to the UK to get Nando's. They have it up in Vancouver in Canada.
Oh, yeah?
So we don't have to travel that far.
Fixed Soul wants to name, was her name Billy? Wants to know, was her name
no,
Billy?
No, her name wasn't Billy. I probably do have ADHD, though. I'm Hispanic and Taco Bell is part of my culture. Club. Thank you, Manny.
You don't count, Manny.
That's why Manny is a sweet boy.
You fucking ate a magic card. I'm sorry. You've been disqualified from this conversation.
I love
sweet cream.
Wait, which card did he eat?
Oh damn it! I don't remember. I think it might have been was it Flash from the Protean Hulk combo?
I don't remember what it was.
I think it was Protean. It might have been Flash from the Protean Hulk Flash Hulk deck.
I thought it was just a mana card.
No, he had opened up a pack of Masters Edition Magic cards, and he had Magic cards. And he had the fucking rare was garbage, so like we dared him to eat it, and he did. Because he's a sweet boy! Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I guess. I don't know if that makes him sweet. That makes him a fucking fan for sure, but I don't know if it makes him a sweet boy.
I think any fan is a sweet boy, even the girl ones.
You're a sweet
girls
boy.
Girls are sweet boys?
Yes, the girls are sweet boys now, too, as long as they're a fan.
All right.
All right. Billy, do you got dress rehearsal tonight?
I got to go do sound check.
Yeah. Okay. He's got to get out of here pretty soon.
Right. And you're not performing, and you ain't got no Hannibal beats that you performing on tonight, bro.
That's really unfortunate.
That.
I know. We got to get a new project out so I can fly you out here and We can do it in public.
Nice.
With our mask.
And I'm all about doing it in public.
We're going to do it in public.
Wow. Let me know when that's happening. I want to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. That's when the masks come in handy right there, when you're doing it in public. So.
Yep. You can't get facial recognition if you're wearing a mask or a donut. It doesn't work like that.
Sure.
Facebook can't follow us.
I got a bunch of different masks though, so you know, doesn't matter. All I got to do is, like, if I ever want to disappear in the crowd, I just take my mask off and just walk through. I tell people that every time I threaten them, you know, I just be like, yeah, man, you've never seen my face. I will take this mask off and come beat your ass. So, also, shout out to Luna Saxton in the chat. Is always hanging out with us from Pimp Monk's channel, The Morning Wood.
Yeah,
I see you, Luna.
Did you see that little dono right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah. What was that?
First Streamlab, been here since No BS Podcast.
Yeah, that was the first episode. The jump,
yeah. Think y'all should do the video question submissions and t-shirt pictures like back in the day.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, if people send them in, it all depends on if people decide to send us the stuff. But we'll definitely do them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Are we...
No, I think we're all good. Anything else you guys want to say?
If you're not already liking the live show, please go ahead and like it. If you're not subscribed, please go subscribe to Drunken Peasants. Also, and then by proxy, please go ahead and subscribe to our channel. I am Hannibal the Beat Animal.
And I'm Monty.
And we are Hannibal and Monty from Hannibal and Monty Shit Show. So go ahead and subscribe to our channel as well. But even more so, like this chat. So that way it can spread out there like herpes and just get everywhere. So as many people as possible can, or whatever your preferred STD is. I don't know.
Herpagona syphilis.
Yeah.
I got them all, man.
There we go.
I want to second that. Everyone go subscribe to Hannibal and Monty. They deserve it like crazy. They're fucking hilarious.
Anastasia, how can the guests find you?
Everywhere.
Does she want them to find her? Is the question.
The viewers, yeah, not the guests.
Is the real question.
My Hannibal address right. is.
Yes!
She's made some, like Hannah Minx parody videos, right?
Hannah Minx.
With Onision, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a YouTube channel called Anna Minx, and it's spelled like Hannah without the first H. And I was teaching sign language for, 2 years.
Yeah,
because I was still, playing out that parody. And then I got tired of teaching sign language, so I started doing, other things on my channel. Yeah. I actually just posted a video of Greg and I doing some dumb, funny skit, yesterday.
Hmm.
So go check me out on YouTube, and check me out on Instagram at Anastasia Nicole.
Yeah.
AnastasiaNicole.
Well, you said it too fast. I'm just pulling up my Instagram. Just one more time.
Type in anesthesia, nice hole.
Did you say anal anesthesia?
Nice hole, yeah. It'll autocorrect to Anastasia Nicole.
Anesthesia. When I pulled up anal on Instagram.
You asked me anal anesthesia, nice hole. And then it will autocorrect. I found this out in the weirdest way.
What was that chick's name again?
I think it was anal anesthesia, nice hole. Oh yeah, Anastasia Nicole.
That's her.
All right.
Autocorrect.
Thanks for watching, guys. We will see you next time. Good night.
Bang!
Good night, everybody.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.